gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, God, I love the smell of emissions in the morning, don't you?
Oh,
you bet, Chuck. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. I may not survive the excitement of today. I'm just saying. After so many free mentions, Von Seal in Asheville thought it was the right thing to do to buy one. Bouchon, French comfort food in Asheville, North Carolina. Also, woo-hoo, too, happy birthday, Michelle. Michael?
Michelle.
Michelle, of course.
Her husband.
A French name, for God's sakes.
Yes.
Michael.
At least I pronounced creme brulee correctly this time. See, Jim? Jim's here so that I might pronounce creme brulee correctly.
Creme brulee.
Burned cream.
Burned
sounds
cream.
Better in French.
What
that
means.
Jim's here early.
What?
And we have it's. I may not survive the excitement of today's announcements. I've got. First of all, did we all have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy sigh from Jim.
I'm just tired. If I go to bed early, I wake up at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, if I go to bed at normal time,
too.
I wake up at 3. And I just can't.
There's no winning when you go to bed at.
At stupid o'clock.
And get up at.
Insane o'clock.
Yes. Camellia sent me some cards for Memorial Day. Staff, let's spend some Memorial Day weekend damaging our bodies enough to ensure the military never wants us. Good idea. Also, I predict the people who predict the rapture will never get any better at math. And finally, millions of people suddenly ascending to heaven could be our only shot at finding a job on Earth. Thank you, Camellia. Very nice. I saw Bridesmaids. It was hilarious.
See?
I hear it's good.
I told you it was hilarious.
Well, that's right.
But then somebody told you
I didn't want to brave
that,
a movie about love. But
yeah,
I,
there, somebody told you that there was a little thing about a girl never being able to find love or whatever.
Shut up!
Well.
Okay. Anyway.
Kristen Wiig was very funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yes. So
listen, anytime Maya Rudolph takes a, in the middle of a street.
Of Michigan
in
Avenue.
Wedding dress. I mean, what's,
really?
Yeah, that's my kind of humor.
Hysterical. There's poopy and barfy humor in it.
Oh, God.
It's our show. It's chicks doing dude humor.
Yes.
It's awesome. Awesome.
Chicks barfing on the back of another girl's head who's also barfing.
No.
Yes. Oh. While another girl in the sink. It's
yes.
Hilarious.
Oh. Great. Give away all the good parts.
Well, that's just the wedding dress scene.
It's not exactly a surprise plot.
Yeah.
All right. Kids, wow. I don't know what to say about the whole sexy liberal business. We went on sale Friday in Los Angeles. We are almost sold out.
Yep.
Wow.
For a show 5 months in advance.
Yes. Now,
which I'm told never happens. I don't know what's up with you folks, but we love you. Let's see. Let me see here. Fine Americans. This is getting to be a long list of
it
things.
Is.
I agree to all this is what
yes,
you're telling
I
me?
I had to reduce the font to fit it all on one page.
Oh, wow.
All right. Wow. There are less than 200 seats left for the, when is this? October 22nd, the show in
yep.
Los Angeles.
That's right.
Raleigh-Durham, only a very few seats left for this Saturday is the next show up. Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
This coming Saturday. We've got Minneapolis Saturday, June 18th, Chicago Saturday, June 25th. Oh, Chicago, you also better get right away because it's a whole thing happening there as well. Seattle, Saturday, October 1st, also I think nearly sold out. Los Angeles, Saturday, October 22nd. Austin, Saturday, November 12th. That just went on sale on Friday and exploded. Buffalo, New York, Saturday, November 19th, also exploded, just went on sale on Friday. I'm told this doesn't happen.
I think you should have Michael Chertoff scan you in advance about 100 times, so you don't have to do it at the airport. Just save some time.
Can I get something like that, the Easy Pass thing? Like, isn't there some chip they can put in you that you can go through security?
There used to be.
Can't get that anymore?
Oh, no, that company went out of business.
Really?
Of course
it
did.
And so they have all of your the biometric information, but nobody knows what happened to it because they went out of business.
Uh-huh. It's like loose nukes.
Exactly.
It could be anywhere.
Oh, by the way, we love you, Austin, for buying all those tickets and sticking it to that, that other theater.
Oh, yes, there was a little controversy in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Apparently some theaters there don't like anything with the word liberal in the title. But, it turns out we found a theater anyway. We're selling like hotcakes. Yes, our highly competitive tour director likes to send the day's grosses to people that wouldn't book the show.
Yes. Rub salt in the wound.
1,000 tickets a day. How do you like that? He's very competitive. Speaking of it, this is the meaning, Jim, of a sexy liberal. Let me read this letter real quick. This is from Aaron, proud Texas liberal. By the way, we're going to go mess with Texas. Okay, Aaron A proud Texas liberal rights staff, I am a 20-year transplant to Austin, Texas, and being one of the few old gay Jewish liberals in this state. Yikes, that's a niche.
Wow.
I have been hearing through the gossip grapevine about what happened with the Flammer Theater. The Flammer. I'm not supposed to say it, I don't think. It's another theater there. And after all of that, you guys are going to be at the Long Center. Yes, the fabulous Long Center in Austin. I'm going tomorrow at 10 a.m. to buy tickets. I'm buying $500 worth of tickets and giving them to the high school around the corner from my house, since those kids should see and be exposed to people who won't be held back by bullies or threats or liars.
Or good taste.
Yeah. Yes.
Or and
how
barfy
sexy
and poopy humor.
The kids need some of that.
Sure.
How sexy and liberal in that? This is the meaning of a sexy liberal.
Yep.
That is so sexy and so liberal. Okay, he writes, like the old queen that I am, I started to cry when I read this on your Facebook page this evening. All sexy liberals should be proud that we're on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. in Austin, Texas. Sexy liberals, please help support this engagement. Let's make the example of how you can't stop what's right, not only in theater, but in politics, civil rights, humanity. Nothing would make us happier than this show holding the record because, you know, yeah, what? Yes, we can. That was, you know, our Facebook.
Right.
I'm supporting your show in hopes that the 20 or so tickets that I buy and give away, that one person is moved and stands up for what they believe in and knows being a liberal isn't about being a tree hugger or a pansy. But someone who doesn't back down in the face of adversity. You didn't back down, and now all of Austin will know it. Aaron, the sexiest liberal in Austin.
But it's okay to be a pansy if you want to.
And just when you said old queen, Tim Gunn appeared.
And if you
want to
be a tree-hugging pansy, that's fine. Pardon me?
I said, just as you said, old queen, Tim Gunn appeared on the TV on a
Oh,
that was hilarious. That's perfect timing. Just,
hi, here I am. Make it work.
All right. And we're going to have yet another really incredibly exciting announcement as soon as someone gets here who's late this morning. But you can tell their family from the way I scream about them being late.
Rebecca is downstairs ready to let them in when they get here.
Them?
Her.
What? Oh, now you gave it away.
Are you saying she's the black sheep of the family?
Well, it is Tuesday. It is Tuesday.
Shush.
What?
How exciting is this? We have a big, actually, we have a big show. Frank Bailey, yep. He's the guy that wrote that Sarah Palin book. What great timing is that?
Yes.
First of all, what kind of moron starts a bus tour on a motorcycle? Durr!
Kathy Durr.
She can't even get that part right.
Take off your lace panties.
I say to the Republican leadership, take off your lace panties. Stop being noodleback.
Yeah.
Take off your lace panties. Put on your other chaps.
I love the smell of emissions. She actually said that.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so that guy that wrote the Sarah Palin book,
yes.
Charlie Pierce, author of Idiot America, actress Wendy Malick, another big.
Wow. I got a message from Charlie this morning saying, holy cow, I'm on this morning. Yeah, because it feels like a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, vacation weeks make everyone all cattywampus.
Yeah.
I love this. This is in the L.A. Times. Sarah Palin's much-publicized One Nation bus tour got off to a chaotic and rambling start Sunday in Washington, with no bus in sight and the potential presidential candidate only occasionally popping into view. At a motorcycle rally for veterans at a Pentagon parking lot, clad in black leather, a black helmet and sunglasses. She looked kind of doofy in the helmet. Come on.
Yeah.
Hmm. Pretty woman, but doofy in the helmet. Over the rumble of motorcycles, she was asked whether all her tour events would be so loud. Gosh, Jim, what's more irritating than the sound of her voice normally? The sound of her voice over screeching over motorcycles. Oh, God, it would be a blast if they were this loud, if they smelled this good. I love that smell of emissions. Actually, she said, I love that smell of the emissions.
Does she know that emissions are dangerous?
Yeah, that's
carbon monoxide might kill her.
Take a whiff, America. That's Sarah Palin's America. Motorcycle exhaust right in your face. Wouldn't that be good? There'd be no regulations of any kind if Sarah Palin were president.
There's a reason why you don't close the garage door and run your car or your motorcycle inside.
Unless you're trying to kill yourself.
America smells like emissions. It's magic.
She's stupid.
All right, here she is at Rolling Thunder.
We're to honor our vets and remind Americans how extremely important it is to express our gratitude.
How really important it is to scream really loud.
Did that same guy that normally posts on our Facebook page post the same thing he always does when we play Sarah Palin sound bites?
What?
That he thinks is just hit the back of his throat?
Oh, yes.
Yikes. There's that one pitch, isn't there, Jim, that just makes him go right up inside.
Yeah, just suck right up inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Indicates a desire on our part to get across America and remind others about our foundation.
Fortunately, one side of my headphone is working, so I'm only going to deck in one ear.
Oh, really?
So,
oh, good.
That's good.
Uh-oh. Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Oh, oh, look who's here. Okay, fine. She doesn't deserve a jingle, but go ahead and hit the jingle anyway. That's
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
So if today's Tuesday, it gives us
Tuesdays with Tyler.
Aisha Tyler. Your family now, because I can
Thank
scream
you.
At you.
Yes, exactly. I'm tardy. I forgot my homework. I didn't shower. My socks don't match.
You look cadaverous as
I'm
usual.
I'm as cadaverous as ever. Can I just say...
This is early.
Screw the stupid frickin' stimulus package. Screw all the people who got construction jobs from it. And screw all the people that made the five go down to one lane last night. For, honestly, I was supposed to get home at 8:45. I got home at 12:30. It was awesome. I've listened to every podcast created and some that haven't been recorded yet. Oh, my God. So, anyway, I'm sorry. Because
That's
I'm not...
all right,
it's
honey.
Not that I'm not a morning person. It's that I'm... also very much a night person. We got home and I went straight to bed. But like, you know.
So it's both.
It's both. It's both.
It's doubly awful being here and yet it's doubly wonderful for us.
I'm happy to see you guys. So happy. If I could see you because my eyes are closed, sealed shut.
You do look kind of like a puppy. A puppy whose eyes have.
Right? Like the lava goo that came out of my eyes when I slept for 3 hours, like stuck my eyelids together. So, and then, by the way, fans, don't ever try to come here and, like, stalk Stephanie because you cannot get into the second compound without, like, an escort and a small rocket launcher and a lot of crying. I couldn't get in. I couldn't get in. I was, like, on the street. They're like,
all right.
That woman stalking Stephanie Miller and crying. She looks masculinely like Aisha Tyler.
Yeah. With her eyes stuck together with little puppy goo.
Together with puppy goo.
All
so
right.
Good morning.
Now,
I apologize.
18 minutes after the hour, we have, since some people were late.
I'm tardy.
We're just going to tease that there's a very big announcement after the break.
Oh,
as soon as
exciting.
We get the puppy goo out of Aisha Tyler's eyes. We'll be
which
right
we,
back.
Which we will be auctioning off on eBay.
18 minutes after the hour.
Hotcakes.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, 24 minutes after the hour.
Why? That song behind.
It is.
You need to hear that every day.
It's Tuesdays with the cadaverous Aisha Tyler.
Cadaverous.
No, you're cadaverous. Not. You called yourself that once.
I
just
did.
Love it.
I did. It's a good. What's a good word? I like to use SAT words when I insult myself.
and we got the puppy goo out of her eyes, yes. And she's awake now.
Good morning, everyone.
Why is she here early, I wonder? Could there be some sort of exciting announcement in the offing?
Because I wanted to punish myself. Punish myself with ha-ha.
Well, kids, as you probably know, the Sexy Liberal Show, Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show, has been going crazy. You know, we're almost sold out in L.A.
That's
we
so
just went
awesome.
On sale Friday. It,
wow.
It's not till October 22nd.
That's
I don't
so
know
exciting.
I don't know what's happening.
So exciting.
However. All right, first of all, stop sending us that picture of Aisha Tyler in the see-through dress. We get
yes,
it.
Please. Please stop.
Please, Internet.
Get it.
I would love it if you could lose that photo. That'd
we
be
get
great.
It. She's a sexy liberal.
The street.
I have it as my wallpaper.
Oh, great. Ew. I agree. Ew. Hi, everyone. I'm turning my whole body away. Just went to the only facing Stephanie. That's what's happening now.
Alternatively, stop sending me the picture of her on the cover of Maxim. Okay, I feel bad enough about myself.
Oh, no.
However,
Dave,
the exciting
stop.
News.
Please stop.
Hal Sparks will be in Edinburgh the whole month of August doing the Edinburgh Festival. And so, ladies and gentlemen, Aisha Tyler joins the Sexy Liberal Show. Oh, no, it's too much.
She's doing a Muppet, yeah, Kermit, hooray.
And
The sexy quotient just went up several notches.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say. And how stupid am I to call something sexy liberal show and then stand on stage next to her?
I promise.
What a moron.
I promise you will be as sexy as ever, and then your kind of tall and management will come out. Oh, RuPaul has joined
Aisha
the sexy
Tyler.
Liberal show.
John Kugelsang and I, our that first date out of the box, ladies girl. And gentlemen, on sale now. Hey.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at Lenzic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lenzic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
Yeah, baby.
Part of that number is actually 1234. That sounds like something a girl gives you in a bar.
Yeah, yeah, right.
That's it's 1234567.
That's not even enough.
What? Hey.
That's
what?
The number.
That was very exciting.
That's very exciting, very exciting, isn't it? Thank yes, you, Shane Owen exciting. Company.
Dazzling
with
production
that little
value on that ad. I felt like I needed to
I don't
be alone
know why.
For a while.
I can sense you and I being photoshopped into compromising positions right now.
Oh, boy.
With the announcement of the new
and at least good
hot girl on girl action right. in the sexy liberal.
Good wow. compromising positions okay. instead of the old, like, crazy liberals choking out, you know, babies or whatever they were doing before. That's a little bit better. Nice.
All right. And we looked, I think, where the sexy liberal elves are cooking up yet another date in August
Ooh.
That we don't know about yet. So we'd have to kill you if we told you. Squid, squad, squid. Bom, bom, bom.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. We're so excited.
By the way, Albuquerque talking to you, too. 45-minute drive. Get your tickets.
Road trip.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Because, by the by, that's probably going to... I think it's going on sale Saturday, so hurry! I don't mean to panic you in Santa Fe, but...
But ping yourself.
Yeah, this is... Honestly, you can ask Chris and Jim. This is no Navy SEAL operation. I'll, like, not have announced something yet, and people will be like, I got my tickets! And I'm like, what the what? How did you... How the hell did that slip out?
The interwebs are a terrible and wonderful thing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. They're like a time machine. you can go both forward. You can also go terribly back. But you can go forward.
Yes. Yes. We're not saying it compares to the excitement of Sarah Palin's whatever it is.
Whatever.
Bus motorcycle tour thing, which kicked off.
Tour of American self-aggrandizement.
Is she not the biggest attention strumpet?
She literally, her and Trump should just, like, hug it out. Because who create more kerfluffle about absolutely nothing?
Yeah.
Just so people will look and listen.
We have the author of that Sarah Palin tell-all book next! Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Let's talk about the All About Eve thing with Michelle Bachman. So exciting. 29 minutes after the hour, back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
To ignore your strange monologue, but I can't take my eyes off
Stephanie Miller.
This enchanting vision. The moment I saw her, I felt as if I'd met her before.
Okay, already we with the Aisha Tyler pictures. All
I
right,
know,
fine,
honestly.
Good. It's like I have even barely a shred of self-esteem left
apparently
now.
Apparently, the people up at 6 o'clock are just like mad Googlers. No one
wow.
ever sends photos at 8 a.m.
Lots of links up on Mama's Facebook page.
Oh,
now, the one of you naked on your back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
You can't really see any naughty bits.
Hi,
but...
Mom. No, you can't see any bits. And you will never see bits unless you are sitting in my bushes with telephoto lenses. I want to say, for the record, Olive, because here's what happens with the Internet. A photo's taken, and then like 3 million, you know, handoffs later,
sure,
you know, it's porn telephone. So what it is that Allure magazine, a women's magazine, thank you very much, mm-hmm. Does an issue every year called the Nude Issue. It's all celebrities, and it really, the issue raises money to prevent skin cancer. So it's kind of like right. skin related to skin cancer, and that's the whole thing. It's
have
not
to show
porn.
The skin.
So if
sure.
we try to make it cheap and titillating, yes. as you said, then we
then
are
you
we
hate
are for,
cancer is what you hate are, cancer.
No, we're for cancer and if we're making it a
you're yeah. cancer's buddy, but you hate people fighting cancer and
sure.
also babies and puppies. So there you go.
As Hal would say, yummy.
Listen, if I can exploit those pictures to sell more tickets to Sexy Little Sister, I don't. What do I care?
Hey, look at all the naked pictures of Asia Tyler on my Facebook. It's just going to be a slideshow
oh,
opening
wow.
that Sexy Little Show.
I have a feeling like the box office just collapsed in Santa Fe. Just like it's one of those old movie scenes when all the reporters run into the phone booths and they all.
People will be lining up with Sharpies so you can autograph their pictures of you naked.
The Lensic Theater's like, stop!
We say it that way. Yes, porn, porn, porn. That's what I do. The softest and most uninteresting porn since you can't see the front of me. But you know, Americans don't need frontal
Listen,
stuff to use their imagination. I'm sure.
I'm basically nothing is below me, but what I'm saying is.
And I would like to say, in that photo, I'm thinking about how we can accomplish universal single-payer health care.
Of course.
So, yes.
Did we book Aisha Tyler because she's picture. Brilliant and hilarious? Yes.
Thank
is
you.
She also smoking hot, sexy? Sure. Can I exploit that to sell? Yes.
Everyone who looks at the pictures will be thinking the exact same thing. All the wonderful things you're doing.
They will. They'll be thinking about time. Yes, how I'm going to help.
Kids, this yeah. is almost as exciting as the Sarah Palin, whatever. The bus tour without a bus thing is with the motorcycle or something.
The motorcycle. honestly, she's like Mondale. She's like Mondale in a skirt. Get off of there.
We, you know, the, oh boy, presidential, ask not what you can do for your country. Yes, mm-hmm. but your country, you know, and then now we have, I love that smell of the emissions.
That's, I love that smell of the emissions. Did she say
yes,
that?
Pretty much. All right, Frank Bailey has written a new book called Blind Allegiance to Sarah Palin. He was a former trusted Sarah Palin insider. I'm guessing not so much anymore. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on with us. Well, I'm guessing you are persona non grata in the Palin camp these days.
I got nixed off the Christmas card list.
So, you say, I write because I'm convinced that Sarah's priorities and personality are not only ill-suited to head a political party or occupy national office, but would lead to a disaster of, well, biblical proportions. So, on that, many of us agree.
Understatement.
But tell us, where you were close to her during her gubernatorial campaign, during her term as governor, and during her vice presidential run, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, I believed in the things that she said. We sort of had a corrupt political atmosphere up here. We thought she'd be that breath of fresh air in 2005 to sort of come in and be honest and really sweep in integrity back into the office of governor. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. And she herself was involved in things that I detail in the book that were absolutely not right and in one case flat out illegal.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Frank, I have to ask, are you still a Republican? I mean, these are your political beliefs.
I am. That has not changed,
right.
You know, and it terrifies me when I see people who are just like me that are essentially absolutely enamored by her. I mean, the book is very much a confessional of where I went wrong, and I didn't sort of keep my values in check, but I just hook, line, and sinker bought everything that she was feeding to me, and I regret so many of the things that I was involved in the book.
Well, Frank, what do you make of this? You know, this whole bus tour, because people are saying, I mean, it means that she really might run. And I, you know, I think there are people like me out there that just think it really is stunning. But you go, her ego really, I think, is that large, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She craves that limelight, Stephanie. That is what feeds her. She loves that power. And again, that's not the person we saw 5-6 years ago. It really isn't. We saw sort of that down-home, you know, hockey mom per se. And that just, she lost sight of that. It wasn't so fun to be the down-home hockey mom when you're requiring bendable straws and getting $200,000 for a speaking event.
No, the bendy straws. I love that.
I think she was always this person because we've seen photos of her in college and when she was trying to be a newscaster. I mean, she's always been somebody who had this kind of self-aggrandizing proclivity. You know what I mean? I think she's an opportunist, which all politicians are opportunists
right.
on some level.
Sure.
She got a shot, and it was explosive. Yeah. And now she's leveraging it, you know? I mean, she, definitely for evil, not for good, but, you know, because it is so self. Like,
yeah. Well, it
motivated.
Almost, I mean, you know, Frank, we were joking about the fact, but I swear to God, there's this All About Eve storyline going on with Bachman now. It's almost like she's there. It's like, look over here. Don't
right.
look at the younger, prettier one. Look at me again.
Don't look at the younger, crazier one.
Yeah. I mean, isn't it? Don't you think that? I mean, there's a story in Politico about, you know, this the Palin and Bachman sizing each other up thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that Palin saw the opening with Huck stepping out and is pouncing on that sort of electorate, trying to sort of, you know, hold that tight to her. And that terrifies me because I don't want to see people like I did sort of enamored and just believe everything she's saying. They've got to make her answer tough questions.
Well, but that's the problem, is she's really has found a way. I mean, just her Twitter, Facebook thing, she's found a way to just, you know, she feels like she, you know, she can just evade the mainstream press forever, don't you think?
She does. She loves that one-way communication, and she demonizes the, quote, lamestream media. And, you know, I'm the first guy to admit, I mean, there's been some crazy accusations about her. But the problem is, then the real press doesn't seem to hold her accountable. They don't mm-hmm. ask her the tough questions, because certainly some folks on the right, on my side of the aisle, just, oh, we're so sorry. You were so beat up by those bad people in the
sure.
lamestream media. And so they never really hold her down.
Hard to think of a, hard to think of a meaner question than what do you read. That's
right.
Really...
She's also the most evasive, obfuscatory responder. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, like, what did you have for breakfast? Well, you know, Americans like lots of things to eat, and when I'm out in the middle of the country, I think about cereal and this great God who gave us wheat. And I mean, it's like, are you honestly, was it Oreos? Was it Cheerios? Let's just talk. And
yeah.
But I think she likes being here in this kind of, like, this twilight, non-running state.
Well, I mean, Frank,
it's
is
just
she,
about her, and there's nobody asking any tough
right.
questions.
Frank, is she running? I mean, that's the question we're getting to.
You know,
really?
I haven't talked
oh.
to her in 2 years.
Everything
I'm just
hurts.
A speculator by, like anyone else, but she's extremely ambitious. She's making all the moves out there like she is, you know, the fire in the belly and all that stuff on the friendly news outlets.
How is she going to get the nomination without the support of her party? She does not have the support. She might have the support of part of the base. She does not have support of much of the mainstream Republican Party.
You know, honestly, nobody thought McCain would grab the support in the Republican side because of some of his stances out there. And Romney and Huckabee just bludgeoned each other to the point where he ended up rising up and taking it. So weirder things have happened.
Well, let me ask one last question, though, because I feel like with McCain, at least there was a sense that he was well qualified for the job.
True.
Maybe people didn't agree with
not
his
temperamentally,
position.
But
not temperamentally,
yeah.
But you know, in terms of his background and the amount of time he spent in office, and
sure.
that he knew how to, you know, compromise and work across the aisle. This is someone who I think universally no one thinks is qualified for this job on her own side of the political aisle.
Yeah, Frank, she's got to be seeing those same polls we are, right?
I gotta believe she is, but you know, unfortunately, this passionate base out there doesn't care. They are swept along by the charisma, and you know, that's why I hope the folks will read this book and realize that, look, they don't accept everything that you're spoon-fed.
Well, Frank, you know, your book rings true to me because I gotta say, when everybody talked about, oh, her speech was so, I always thought, I just, the first thing I thought was Mean Girl. It's like the movie's Mean Girl. I mean, I always saw that side, that sort of mean-spirited, petty vindictiveness that you talk about, you know, from your time with her.
We do. I mean, you know, people are talking about this lemonade stand story in the book where she used her office to absolutely demonize this guy who really just wanted a quieter, safer neighborhood. You know, people have to read about it. I'm sure you don't have enough time to go into it. But, you know, it was terrible. She pushed her daughter out on a lemonade stand and then pitched this guy as someone who hated children, was drug addicted and deranged.
Hmm. Frank, so I assume they've thrown you under the bus. I know I've heard, you know, that scuttlebutt. They're just basically trying to say you're disgruntled, or what is the story they're telling about you now?
Certainly, you know, the folks who volunteered with me years ago who aren't happy about me writing are really not happy now. But, you know, there are a lot of people, too, that say, you know, Frank, I would never say this publicly, but you were brave for doing what you did. I saw this. Nobody spoke up. Thank you for doing it. So, I mean, telling the truth is a hard thing to do. It really is. But this story had to get told because it does resonate on both sides.
Well, Frank, I, you know, and I get, I, mean, I think she's a beautiful woman. I get that she's charming and to some people, I suppose, on that side of the political aisle. But, mm-hmm. I mean, did you really feel she was qualified? I mean, when you were on the inside with her, didn't like wake up in a cold sweat like we did at the thought of her actually being a heartbeat from the presidency?
We believed that charisma would sort of supersede everything else and that she would bring in those competent people around her. And certainly she did get some good things done. I mean, some ethics legislation was passed up here. But you got to understand, I mean, entire days, sometimes weeks consumed by the petty accusations and her responses to that. So, I mean, we talk in the book about rigging these online web polls that she was obsessive about, getting 8, 9, 10 computers to vote all in favor of her, tagline that showed that she was better than she was.
But what did you feel when you were watching the Katie Couric or the Charles Gibson interview? I mean, you know, we all read Game Change, and you know what the My Fair Lady preparation was like spastically behind the scenes. I mean, you guys had to have known she just wasn't vaguely qualified for this, didn't you?
You know, she's not stupid. She is smart. And that was a painful thing because I just wanted her to be what she was. When Katie asked her, what do you read? She reads about Alaska every single day. But she didn't want to appear too narrow for kind of this broad national appeal. And she didn't want to be who she was. If she would have just answered the question honestly, I read about Alaskan business, you know, and all that, it probably would have been fine.
Right.
She just didn't want to do that.
I mean, it's interesting because she has some kind of intelligence. She's got an emotional intelligence. She's obviously got a charisma that people respond to.
It's kind that's hard to find. You need special glasses for sort of like a 3D.
You know, I mean, people respond to her kind of on a subliminal level. They don't know why they're responding, but they do respond. I mean, I can see it. I see it. But I think the issue for me always was that she's not intellectually curious. That was what came out of that answer to that question.
I mean, Frank, that's the bottom. I know we got to let you go, but I mean, that's the bottom line, isn't it? If she wasn't that good looking, we wouldn't, this would never have, you know, we'd never be having this conversation, would we?
You know, she's an amazing package, and people are buying it and believing it across this country, and it terrifies me.
Yep. Mm-hmm. The book is Blind Allegiance to Sarah Palin by Frank Bailey. Frank, thanks so much. I know you've got a busy schedule. Thanks so much for taking time for us.
Thank you so much, Stephanie.
All right. There he goes. Frank Bailey. All right. That was exciting. Terrifying. For comedy, great. For America, yikes.
I mean, I feel the way that I felt in 2004. Hopefully it won't turn out the same way.
Yeah.
Which was, there's just no way. There's just no
Except
way.
There was a way because the voting machines in Ohio were rigged.
Yeah, but he also had the support of his party. I mean,
it's cool that Aisha's here because we love to talk about chick fights. So we'll talk about Palin. Chick fight! Palin and Bachman next as we continue Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I got her number off the men's room stall. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 52 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number toll free from anywhere. It's a big 3-hour jumbo Tuesdays with Tyler.
It's super size.
Because she's doing the Sexy Liberal Show. She's joining Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show.
Yay!
House Sparks will be in Scotland the whole month of August, so John Fugel's saying Aisha Tyler and I coming to Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, August 6th.
Awesome. And I'm sure it's going to be temperate and comfortable outside.
It's going to be beautiful.
We will have air conditioning, I promise you.
All right. Shirley in Phoenix, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome. Hi, Shirley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Aisha, I love you with all my heart.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
Oh, get in line, for God's sake, Shirley.
I want to know if anybody there knows what the word climber means.
Like social climber?
This is Sarah Palin. She's a climber. She's a money monger. She's only in it for the money. My husband brought up the fact that she's doing this stupid... Oh, and we're blessed with her being here in Arizona. I just love that. But
ooh, campaign headquarters, maybe, huh?
the fact is that I don't want to, let's not talk about her until she actually announces in June. The fact is, this is all a game, like she does the game, like Barracuda.
You're right. She's like another version of Donald Trump,
yeah,
isn't she? Just look
money,
at me. Look at me over here.
Money,
look
at the money. The money. She needs that money. She needs it. She's not going to be leaving Fox. Let's get real. If she does, when Roger Ailes lets her go, let's talk about her when she does actually run. She's not going to actually run.
Well, that's what she wants. You're right. In some ways, she wants us to all talk about whether she's going to run or not. Like,
absolutely.
Here we are falling into
the
her stupid trap.
The spotlight hasn't been on her. So this is the whole thing. And when my husband talked about the media...
Is your husband coaching you?
He is in the back.
You have a mind of your own.
He's making eggs and yelling at you from the kitchen.
He is coaching me. What can I say?
As he scrambles. And then when she was on that one show,
you
don't forget
him,
that part.
You tell him just to wear something tight and make you some eggs. And shut up back then. All right. Oh, pipe down. All right. Thanks, Shirley.
Oh, you're welcome.
Don't forget to tell her the thing about
We are stumbling into her nefarious trap, though. I mean, she loves to be talked about, and
absolutely.
We're doing it, you know. And riding around on this bus with, like, the Constitution.
Which makes her brighter than we are.
And, yeah, she's going, wow, I need a plan. I need a bus with things on the side. And also, she also makes, here's what I love when people make it look like they've just shown up at a public appearance, like at a personal appearance.
Yeah.
Like, I was planning on going to this crazy Harley rally. You know, at the Pentagon, or maybe you were paid to be there, and your contract required that you ride up on a Harley, and you had to spend 7 minutes, then you can leave, which is exactly what she did.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Sure.
These are all like this is all about money, which I think that was a good point that was it Shirley that Shirley made that.
Yeah.
Shirley's husband made through Shirley. And that honestly, you know, we are playing right into it. You know,
yeah.
And she's going to do what Trump does. She's going to stretch it out as long as she can.
Yeah. Well, you're right. It's about making her more lucrative, you know, more marketable.
Yeah. Making more huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
John McCain.
Of course she can. She can. Now, whether she will or not, whether she'll even run or not, I don't know.
She can beat Obama. Is that what he was saying?
That's funny.
Oh, crappy.
That's actually funny. That's the first time John McCain's been funny in a long time.
Let's get to the chick fight, because we love chick fights. It's the All About Eve.
I can't wait.
This is so All About Eve, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
The political... I don't know why I'm playing this music, just because it's a creepy All About Eve story.
And for people who were born before after the Nixon administration, maybe like a single white female.
Single white female.
That, or roommate. Or something like that. Yeah,
something more current.
For the kids.
That's why Aisha's here, to hit me up a little bit.
I'm here to help her with the Google, Google and the interwebs.
So. Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann, this is on political. Palin and Bachmann size each other up. Oh, I love this story. They're nominally allies, two maverick conservative women who are among the GOP's brightest stars. But they're like it's like the Tea Party, like, you know, beauty pageant queen off or something. And look out, the girl VP's got a gun! All right.
It's very Stepford-wise, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Look out, the girl VP's got a gun!
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody run.
Oh, this could just end up like Carrie with them throwing tampons at each other in the shower. I just love this.
Can you imagine a debate between those two?
With the accent?
Oh, golly.
If by debate you mean two people babble crazily into a microphone while the rest of us try to diagram when the world's going to end.
About the Constitution. Both of them know absolutely nothing about.
I love the Constitution.
Well,
and it protects our right to ride around in giant buses.
When I first landed here at Plymouth Rock in Iowa, my friends, you betcha, and also two.
And I read the Declaration of Interdependence.
This great nation with its emissions and its sweater sets.
The Declaration of Codependence, which I have right here in my clutch.
In my clutch.
Politico writing, despite or perhaps because of what they have in common, there are signs of tension between the camps. Yes, chick fight.
I think it's awesome.
And the ironclad laws of politics suggest there isn't enough room for two powerful personalities to occupy the same political space.
And by powerful, they mean crazy.
Yes. Powerfully.
Their menstrual cycles are synchronizing right now.
Oh, love that.
Oh, they're cycling together.
That was excellent.
It's the third menstruation is growing. already their interest coming into conflict as Palin makes moves designed to reclaim some of the media's sparkle. She ceded to Bachmann during the spring. The timing of Palin's announcement Thursday of the weekend bus tour of the East Coast overshadowed what appeared to be Bachmann's final steps toward a presidential bid and a money bomb, raising $250,000 a day in a planned speech in Iowa. At the last minute, Bachmann's Thursday speech morphed into a telephone conference promising a June announcement. They say plans were not changed because of Palin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Check fight!
But this is literally like two crazy hobos fighting over a hamburger patty. You know what I mean? Like, this is such a fringe conversation.
Don't call David Hasselhoff that.
Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 6 minutes after the hour. StephanieMiller.com, the website. Check it out. You can email us all there. Executive producer Chris Lavoie, voice deity Jim Warner, me, Stephanie Miller. What is Aisha Tyler doing here in hour number two?
Why am I here so early? I asked myself that all last hour.
When she showed up like a newborn puppy, her eyes really sealed shut for most of the first hour.
I need to use that little nose bulb on me to start me breathing. It was too early.
It is Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler. Thank you for all the naked and nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler that have been lit up on
stop.
The Sexy Liberal Facebook page and the Sexy Liberal website, I think. Because we get it. We get it. Aisha Tyler is a sexy liberal. Okay, we get it. And that's why when Hal Sparks is in Edinburgh for the month of August, Aisha Tyler, ladies and gentlemen, Ray! Joining the Sexy Liberal Show.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Buglesang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at lensic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lensic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
So yummy. How do you get there, Jim? Why you take a left turn at Albuquerque?
Left at Albuquerque.
Come on down, Albuquerque. All right. So very, very exciting news.
You don't have any excuse if you're in that entire state. You've got to come to our show. It's like a square. So it's pretty much like equidistant from any point in the state. Get in your car, drink a Red Bull. I'm not endorsing Red Bull, but they do work. And then come and see our show. It's going to be
exactly
awesome. It's going to be so exciting.
Listen, if you don't, I may have to have my friend Valerie Plame kill you. All right. No, she wouldn't do that. She might spy on you for me. But anyway, my friend Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, maybe they'll come over.
She won't kill you. She'll just rendition you. To Arizona.
I got to see them last time I was there, and she was like, oh, well, you know, I used to work over at Almos. And I'm like, me too. Really? That's my background, is in nuclear flame and spark and plurific
neutron ultra collider. Hadon super collider. That's actually what it's called, by the way.
I got to actually go to their house for dinner, Joe Wilson and Valerie Plame, and I said the whole night, you know what I said? Duh! I don't know. He's an ambassador. She's a nuclear weapon.
Sure. I'm a comedian.
Hello.
You want to know about chicken wings? I'm your lady.
I brought a whoopee cushion.
All right. You want to know how to live on food you scavenged from a nightclub the night before? I'm your girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, of all the things Aisha Tyler says on this show that end up on T-shirts, I think the Palin Bachman analogy about it's two hobos fighting over a hamburger patty, that's going on.
I really do think that's
a couple of crazy hobos fighting over a hamburger patty. Neither of them are going to be president.
Scuffling in the street, dust rising.
Everybody have my patty. You never got that party. You were I shared my box with you. Get over here.
All right, so you updated me. I said it's all about Eve. You said it's
single white female.
Single white female.
It literally
roommate.
Is perfect. Awesome. Single white female was a perfect kind of analogous.
And somehow Stevie Weber is going to get a shoe heel in the eye again.
Mm-hmm. Again. Which, by the way, if you think about it, seems like kind of scientifically impossible.
And they're both it's like two Reese Witherspoons in Election.
They're both
ambitious,
perky.
That's actually how they got Bin Laden. By heel.
Was a heel? Was a high heel?
In the eye. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this story in Politico. Each camp views the other with a level of suspicion. Some of Palin's supporters seeing Bachman as a B-list version of their icon. That's what we're saying. She really is. She's in the race to make to give Sarah Palin gravitas,
she,
finally.
All of a sudden she makes her well-read, you know, yeah, intellectually
like
adequate. Maybe not intellectually, you know, strong, but adequate. All of a sudden Palin seems intellectually adequate, sure. She can read. She can space forward.
And I love this. Some in Bachman's camp regarding Palin as a short-timer without Bachman's record or tenure.
What record or tenure are we talking about? One's got 19 months, one's got 27 months. I've been here a long time, young lady.
One observer says every time Bachman gets some press, Palin will put herself out there a little more. There's a little jockeying going on. Oh, I just love this story. It's just so great. Jim, Palin, I love this. He was a no-show at Gettysburg.
Which is in New Hampshire.
I just love to see her paraphrase the Gettysburg Address. That's, she was supposed to be... She was a no-show for several hundred...
Four score and some days and stuff ago.
Stuff, you betcha. Four score.
Our forefathers did some stuff.
Our foreskins said...
Four scones and two muffins ago.
A no-show for several hundred supporters, several celebrity watchers and media who turned out in hopes of seeing her at the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg on Monday. She and her entourage arrived at a hotel outside town late in the day and spoke to a smaller group of people gathered. Even this tour is badly run. Nobody has any idea where she's showing up or why.
But it's also this kind of constant self-aggrandizement of, like, you know, like she feels no obligation to these people that she's teased. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She teases this visit, then
yeah.
She doesn't show up. And then she sticks her head out like, you know, like a groundhog, you know what I mean, outside of her motel room and utters. Like, well, apparently at one point she was at somewhere and somebody yelled out, "Where are you going next?" And she said she was going wherever she was going. And then she goes, "Oh, hey, you're a reporter." Like, she's shocked. You know, if you put out a media alert.
Stop looking at me.
Reporters are going to show up. That's what they do. You know what I mean? It's like throwing a punk of meat into the wild.
Well, she must have gotten the map from either Fox News or Michelle Bachman, because clearly she doesn't know any of the historic sites
are. Where she's going or what she's doing.
I love that she thinks she has the same gravitas as President Lincoln. Anywhere near as articulate.
Lincoln tour, Lincoln Redux.
She, Palin remained noncommittal about whether she'll run. "I honestly don't know," she said to a reporter. "There's one thing she does know but is not telling, her itinerary." This is sounding like the Sexy Liberal Show, in a way. No one really has any idea, and then it just pops up. That has left supporters as well as reporters guessing where she will pop up next. That's the way you plan a tour.
That's how you do it.
The whack-a-mole tour.
Keep them on their toes. Keep them on their toes. What's happening? Where are we? Who are we?
Some of those assembled were puzzled by the goal of the tour, which seemed designed to attract public attention despite a lack of information. John Hauer, a banker who drove 3 hours from Pennsylvania, said, "In a way, it's cool. In a way, it's what?" He actually said what.
What? I think the word he was looking for is disrespectful.
She's trying to avoid the media, but I'd like to see the bus. Like, we're like, where's this bus?
Dude, Google the bus. I mean, you drove 3 hours to see a bus, honestly?
You're either on the bus or not.
No access to cable, apparently, at Wuh's house.
And here it is, Jim, in the Pantheon. Ask not what you can do for your country. Ask what you... Blah, 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 blah. No, I screwed that up. We have only feared whatever that one. And then I love the smell of emissions. That's what Sarah Palin said this weekend.
Give this to me. I want to see this.
Oh, God, I love the smell of the emissions.
Oh, God. This is... Here's the whole quote. Here's the whole quote. Palin, when asked if the events in her upcoming tour would be as loud as today's motorcycle-filled procession, responded by yelling back, "Oh, it would be a blast if they were this loud and if they smelled this good." I love that smell of the emissions. This is... Okay, I'm not going to... I was going to say some really uncharitable things. I was going to say something I would really regret, but my husband said this morning, said, "Please try not to make any nubbin jokes." So I'm not going to make any equivalently offensive statements about Sarah. He's like, "Please, every day just begs me. He begs me from like a stupor every Tuesday. Please just, I have to talk. I have a family. Could you try?" This is a woman who is literally like inhaling carcinogenic vapors.
Yes.
Like, it's like the smell of like a steak on the grill.
That's the new standard for good events. They're loud.
Yes. They're loud.
God, that'd be...
Oh, I love
She's
this.
Not qualified, but she's
I love
loud.
That smell of the polar ice caps melting. I love the delicious smell of tsunami. That's what she's saying. Yeah. She's
That's like the theme of the whole right wing now. If you can't be good or smart, just be loud.
And it's working for some of them.
Yeah.
Upsettingly.
What's that? What's his name, Jim? That right wing radio host we love that's really loud from Cincinnati. It's the same. If you can't be right, just be really loud.
Yelly
What's his name? Cunningham.
Really loud.
Yelly McGillerson.
Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham. I am really loud at a volume that is entirely
really
unnecessary.
Bad ideas, so I'm going to say them really loudly.
Now, I am wrong at a very high decibel.
Clearly a student of the McLaughlin School of Journalism.
Wrong.
Today on the show, we're going to talk about some stuff.
You have a microphone.
Yeah, I know. You could
there
just
is a microphone.
What do you think?
Oh, dear. Aisha Tyler, it's amazing you were even able to show up today, what with the death of your mother's fish
okay,
and all.
Yes, which... it was a very painful weekend for me.
Yes.
I riding the high of the Kathy Hochul win, the New York surprise.
Yes.
I get to my mother's house. My mother, I love my mother so dearly, and she's such a sweet pea. And I go and see her every time, as much as I can.
Yeah.
And we're visiting this weekend, and my mother had these two little goldfish that were tiny 8 years ago, and she raised them into these giant koi that are literally flopping on the sides of her fish tank.
Oh, no.
What does she feed them?
Laying in there like a toddler in a crib, you know what I mean? Like arms over the side. Is your baby seven? So she's got these giant koi in this tiny tank. But anyway, she was changing the water this weekend, changing it the same way she does every weekend.
Yep.
She changed the water this weekend, and something happened with the pH in the tank, and it went from like 7.5, which is like neutral, to like super acid, like 4.
No.
That happened, and then, you know, we all went away, and then we came back, and the fish were cooking in their own water. We don't know how it happened. We have no idea how it happened. We don't know if it was, like, runoff from the rain over the weekend, or, you know, the government's trying, you know, to kill us. I blame the government. And anyway, the fish then tried to jump out of the tank, and then he died.
Oh.
I know. And we were madly just changing the water and adding, like, pH changer and running tap water, and Purify was crazy. There was water everywhere. Anyway, and then my husband had to go bury the fish under the lemon tree.
It's like a Disney film.
Really was. Then we had to go out and be like, fishy was a good fishy. Oh, fishy, we loved you.
Need a pond if you're going to have koi.
Well, when they're small, it's fine. And she was about to buy a bigger tank. They did a lot of like swimming like 2 inches forward and 2 inches back and then 2 inches forward. But so my husband goes by and he's carrying the fish. We're like, what are we going to do with the fish? My mom's like, well, we could put them in the compost because we are hippies. I mean, when I talk about being a sexy liberal, let me tell you what, we have compost and we vermiculture, okay?
Bring it on. Freaks, I gotcha.
So my mom's like, maybe we compost it. And then we're like, and Jess like, we should give it a grave. So my husband's walking by, but my mom's in front of him. And he looks at me and I go, let's eat it. It's huge. And it really was. We could have made like five.
It's sea bass.
We could have made like five fillets out of it. It was delicious looking. So if we had known exactly, if we could have done a little autopsy and figured out what it died of, I would have busted out some lemon on that puppy. Why let it go to waste? I said to my mom after she was sad, I said, Mom, let's just think about all the times we ate a fish sandwich with no regret whatsoever. Let's just put it all in perspective. But my poor mommy.
Probably tasted like moss.
Right. I know. No.
All right. Hey, geez, that's a sad story.
It's not really a political story, but we buried my mom's fish under the lemon tree, and that was what we did.
And
on
Aisha
Memorial
Tyler
Day.
Still showed up, ladies and gentlemen, because she's a fine American. Sexy liberal. 18 minutes after the hour. Back with more Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. 24 minutes after the hour. Oh, Tim in Miami, his teeth are still sweating about you. I've never heard a woman that makes a man's teeth sweat.
You saw me now, you sent me sweating.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've had my sunglasses on all morning, and it's not because I'm a Hollywood douchebag. It's because I can barely get out of bed in time to get here, let alone, like, do any kind of a morning toilet. So one day, I'm going to go to bed at like 7, like the rest of you guys do, and then I'm going to actually have makeup on and my hair done.
The
it's
good news
exciting.
Is, yes, all over, what is it, my Facebook page, there are all sorts of nearly naked pictures of Aisha Tyler. Stop sending the pictures. We get it. Sexy
yes,
liberal,
stop.
We get it.
Please
okay.
stop.
Yes, Jim really would like
Jim
for
would
you
like
to stop.
You to stop. I would like for Jim
stop,
to stop.
Please stop.
Audrey in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi. Hello, Steph. How are you?
Good.
First time call. I never called you, but I listen.
Thank you.
Hi, Aisha.
Hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm calling because I'm just totally annoyed. I'm so pissed. I can't believe that the skirt lady has succeeded in taking all the attention away again. I mean, I was telling you, the lady who spoke to me earlier, I mean, John King literally moved his show to Virginia.
Oh, because of Sarah Palin. I know.
For her.
I know. No, we're all, actually, this is what it's proving, Audrey. We're all dumber than she is because we're falling into the trap and talking about her.
No, I'm not. I refuse to. I just happened to go to somebody's home and I don't watch John King, please.
Well, now, in order to save America, I'm going to have to hang up on you, if that's all right.
No.
All right.
He can't say that.
All right.
It's so sad, and it was so embarrassing. I know. Watching this, and the man sitting there.
We're not giving her a moment more time, Audrey. I love you.
I think.
I did that for America.
You saved us
all,
and you're a hero and a patriot.
Thank you,
Stephanie. We have to all do to ourselves now what we were doing during the whole stupid Trump thing, which is like, no, like we kept paying attention and we kept talking about him, which is exactly what we wanted to do, knowing he was never intending on running. Let's stop thinking about this stupid.
Let's focus on mittens again.
That dumb lady.
Yeah. Do I think I can win Iowa? Can I win Iowa?
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Win the whole state?
Hooray.
Think of all that.
That was like legitimately a question. That was not rhetorical. It's like, what do you guys think? Are you sure?
Him?
I don't know.
No, I'm serious. Do you think I can?
I mean, there's like 78 people here. I don't think this is going to get it done.
I love this. This is a new technique. Saved by the Bell fire alarm ends Romney event in Iowa. I think this happened on purpose, so we didn't have to answer any questions about Romney care. His first stop in Iowa came to a sudden end Friday afternoon when a fire alarm went off. Sure. Causing Romney to urge attendees to evacuate the building. Please stop questioning me about Romney care. You must exit the building immediately.
That's a fire alert.
Unfortunately,
let the dogs out. Quickly.
Anybody reasonable enough to actually win the presidency on the Republican side, the base is going to run them out on a rail, tarred and feathered. They're literally going to go back in time.
Literally,
tar and feather them.
Yeah, he had finished his speech and was taking questions from the moderator when suddenly the he's he was because you know he didn't. They're very good, socially conservative, and he wears the magic underpants and other stuff.
Underpants.
Maybe the fumes from his hairspray set off the alarm.
Magic underpants. And believes in the golden plates.
Yes. Although he so far has survived the sizzle of Tim Pawlenty's campaign.
Even now, only about 50% of the Republicans nationally even know my name.
Oh, God.
At least he's being honest with himself. At this point, my mother, several relatives, and maybe a tenth of the people I went to high school with know my name. But we're working on it tweet by tweet.
Oh, Rick Perry. That's exciting. He might get in, Governor of Texas.
I'm going to think about it.
Okay.
But I think about a lot of things.
Porn.
Is
it me or is porn?
he was a little bushy, wasn't he?
this Republican field in 2012.
They're putting themselves to sleep.
You know,
I mean, literally, that was the least route I might think about it. Sure, you know.
Wow, he made Fred Thompson seem scintillating.
Right now, I'm thinking about getting them winning pizzas with the cheese inside the crust that you eat backwards. That's what I'm going to do today.
You're right, Jim. We haven't reached that level of pathetic yet.
No.
Remember Fred Thompson had to actually ask for applause?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Fred Thompson.
Hello?
Don't
y'all know who I am?
It's like, if you don't clap long enough, I might die right here. Like, literally, like, you know, like it was a clap-o-meter keeping Thompson's heart, keeping his pacemaker operating.
And then he had to go take a nap.
Yeah.
I got to go do a voiceover at Young and the Restless. So.
All right.
Somebody's fancy.
Oh, my goodness.
Someone's
Charlie Pierce
fancy
coming up.
We
continue Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Fake fart, because I couldn't summon up a real one to express my disgust with
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Tuesdays with Tyler, Aisha Tyler in the house.
Revealing my sophistication and the fact that even fake fart noises make me giggle uncontrollably.
All right, the big breaking news and get you in. Heard Aisha Tyler joining the Sexy Liberal Show for August in for Hal Sparks, who will be in Edinburgh, Scotland, Santa Fe, New Mexico, coming up August 6th.
And maybe some other dates.
I do have some other dates. All just these little palate cleansers, little preludes to my time with you in Santa Fe. But I will be at the D.C. Improv in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. These shows always sell out.
Yes.
So if you have not gotten tickets, I suggest you do it now.
Go get
They're awesome. And but they do always sell out. Sometimes people say, it's sold out. But these are really, they sell out. I've never not sold these shows out. So get your tickets right away if there are any left, which I don't even know, actually.
And
I will be headlining Philly Gay Pride.
Woo!
And what day is that? I told you guys and then I forgot. I think it's June 7th, but let's just take a look right this
minute.
June
12th.
Thank you. I'm glad that you know what's happening with my schedule because I don't. I just show up where they point. So Philly Gay Pride, Sunday, June 12th in the beautiful town of Philadelphia, where I will be getting, they don't give the key to the city away anymore.
Yeah.
But they're going to give me a little Philadelphia bell. Bell.
Aww.
Yeah, local. I was like, they said, we're going to give you the Liberty Bell. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to fit that in the overhead. So if you guys, and also.
Michelle Bachman says that's in Georgia.
Exactly.
Are you sure you're going to the right city?
I might not be. I'm gonna tweet her and her 127 crazy followers.
All right. Tuesdays are exciting for a number of reasons. Aisha Tyler, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then number two. There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America. Pierce. Pierce. Charlie Pierce, the funniest writer in the world, from the Boston Globe.
Hello.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Hey, I didn't anticipate having Miss Tyler in the house.
Hey,
I have to step up my game. I'm going to have to go across the room and like inject Red Bull directly into the snark centers of my brain.
Yes, she makes men's teeth sweat, as we have learned previously.
You know my secret. You've divined my secret.
I like the notion of the D.C. Improv, too. I liked it under its previous name, the Department of Agriculture.
Wow! Leon, womp, 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 womp. Charlie Pierce,
hey.
It's comedy sort of just, it's making itself with the Sarah Palin bus tour, which was on a motorcycle.
I was telling Rebecca this before I came on. One of my favorite bloggers is a guy who blogs at Fire Dog Lake named T-Bog.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he has a post up today that you have to look at. He has a picture of a bus on the sign in the front of the bus says, touch trig for a dollar.
Oh, no.
A little cruel.
It almost killed me this morning. I'm sorry.
On point, right? She is so exploitative of her family. You would think that maybe, yeah.
Yeah, she's just...
But isn't she going on her bus tour in a jet?
Yeah, well, she did the last one. This one is she's on a motorcycle. She's even confused about what a bus
what
tour
a bus
means.
Tour
but yeah, we have a new Sarah Palin quote. I love the smell of the emissions.
She's been living in a cabin with Todd all these years. She didn't have much choice.
Yay, it's another fart joke. Now, and we've also been talking about the whole, the Politico story about the whole All About Eve storyline with the Bachman and Palin camps are starting to girl fight with each other.
Oh, I don't read the Politico until I've taken my meds. So what? there's some hair pulling and cat fighting going on?
I think so. This is like the pay attention to me story. Don't pay attention to the younger, prettier one.
Which one is the younger, prettier one?
I guess it would be Palin, wouldn't it?
I guess it would be.
She's the newer.
But you want to know something truly frightening? Mm. Bachman is the smart one.
No.
That's what's scary.
Yikes.
That's
I
what's
know.
Scary. I'm waiting for Bachman to show up with, like, the lip makeup tattooed on and the...
Well,
you know what I mean?
I mean, my understanding is that the Palin bus is coming toward my neck of the woods.
Oh, is it really?
I believe she's coming to New Hampshire, oddly enough.
Wow.
Where Michelle Bachman had pointed out that the Revolutionary War started.
Yes. Right over there by Plymouth... Rock. What?
And when Cornwallis, of course, surrendered at like Portland, Maine.
Sure.
So, Charlie, obviously, New York 26 was a big. The most entertaining thing has been watching the Republicans trying to sort of backpedal on that.
Well, the great
thing
about
it is anything.
Watching them try to lie to you, the homegirl.
Yeah.
New York 26 homegirl.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know that's been a red district since the 18 whatever.
Since before 1850s. There were districts. Yes.
Yeah.
1492.
Yeah,
it's been a red district so long it was a red district back when the Republicans were, like, morally correct and sane.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but I love now that the latest thing is they're throwing their candidate under the bus, which is what they do. Well, she was just a bad candidate. It's nothing to do with Medicare.
This poor woman has suffered enough, by the way.
Right.
Can I just point out? She's the first Republican to lose in that district in 1,000 years. And now the Republicans are giving up on her. That's excellent.
Yeah. I mean, but they just, I was watching, was it Mitch McLipless yesterday on Meet the Press? And they're not letting go of the Ryan plan, which I think is great news for us politically.
It's wonderful news for us politically. Yeah.
Because it's wonderful news for the Democrats politically if the Democrats don't bungle things away in these negotiations.
Right.
Because if they agree to any Medicare cuts, they're going to get whacked over the head with them in the next election cycle, and they will have given up any political advantage they have.
Well, yeah, look at this one. How many of these do we need, Charlie? A new poll shows the American public's distaste for Ryan's proposal doesn't stop at Medicare. According to a new Kaiser Family Foundation poll, 60% of those polled prefer to keep Medicaid as is, as opposed to Ryan's debt from the block grant program thing, whatever.
Well, I think that the landmine for the Ryan plan in Medicaid is the fact that Medicaid pays for an outrageous percentage of American nursing home costs.
Well, yeah, and the other thing...
I know this because my dad was an Alzheimer's patient, so I know.
Right.
I know what you go through, and I think it's something like 66% of American nursing home care is paid for by Medicaid, not Medicare.
Right. Well, I mean, in this poll, I think is the key thing. Many said they had benefited, or knew people who had benefited from the program directly.
Almost everybody
knows
somebody.
Always. That's the thing, is they count on you not really caring about other people, or maybe not knowing anybody, or
knowing how it's really going to work, or it's something that's going to happen to me in the future. Where the fact of the matter is that most of the Republican, the core chunk of the Republican party are older, and we as a country are getting older, and people realize, hey, you don't have to repair the roads and screw the homeless and forget the poor hobos and the girls with the babies that do the crack, but I can't take care of my mom. She's driving me crazy. I don't want her living with me as she gets older. We've got to have some kind
crack,
of a net.
And
yeah,
she's doing crack, by the way.
My hobo crack doing mother. Now, Charlie, but don't you think that's one of the thing that seems to be failing this time is, the Republicans always run this play to try to fearmonger and divide people. And that woman that stood up at the town hall and said, you're assuming that I don't care about my kids and my grandkids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're even trying it doesn't bother, it doesn't affect you if you're over 55.
This is the same kind of overreach they tried with the Chavo thing, where they got on the wrong side of an issue that every family in America has dealt with at one time or another.
Right,
I mean, this isn't foreign policy or the debt or, interest rates, which nobody understands. This is kitchen table stuff that everybody deals with.
And it doesn't just affect the elderly; it affects the handicapped, it affects younger people. It's something that almost everybody understands. And I think you're right. I think they're relying on people not reading, not paying attention, and not realizing how this is going to directly affect them. And everybody does.
Yep.
Everybody sees it.
Yeah. So. The president was in Missouri, obviously, over the weekend. Take a listen.
Chewing gum.
Excuse me.
Mr. President, I can promise you, your country will be there with you every single step of the way. We will be with you every step of the way.
And on cue,
not if Eric Cantor has his Weasley way about it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's awful. Just saying, we have to make other cuts if we're going to help those people. And on cue, Charlie, the headline is Republicans cut disaster preparedness by $1.5 billion.
Oh my
They're
God.
Just
They're literally heartless.
Yes. In the response to the deadly spring of climate disasters in decades, House Republicans slashing billions from disaster preparedness programs, including support for firefighters.
I mean, haven't we learned yet that the invisible hand of the marketplace is no match for the big ass pimp slap of Mother Nature?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's proven.
Mother Nature brings the pimp hand down in interesting ways.
How many times must we prove that God is a Democrat?
Yes.
It was
Mother
like Bobby
Nature.
Jindal talking about the craziness of volcano monitoring, and almost on cue behind him, St. Helens erupts.
Mother Nature's pimp hand is
strong. Again, we must always caution that the Democrats have to learn how to take political advantage of all this stuff, and I'm not entirely sure they do.
You're very right about that, Charlie.
You got Bill Clinton whispering to Paul Ryan backstage, hey, I hope they really don't use this as an excuse to do nothing. It's not doing nothing. Nancy Pelosi has the argument. We have a plan. It's called Medicare.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call it? What's his name? Cantor was on, which was it? Blah, 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 blah. Was it Face the Nation?
I thought it was on Animal Planet.
He said it's undeniable Medicare played some role in the election.
Erection.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Where is your
money? No, he probably lost his over the election in New York 26.
I want my tax dollars going to, good causes. And I think Medicare providing those things would be great.
But he said anytime you have one side demagoguing and frankly accusing the other side in a way that's not factual.
I'm sorry, I need oxygen for a couple of minutes.
As far as Medicare is concerned, there's a simple choice here. We're going to save the program or let it go bankrupt. And, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, our friend, was on with him. She said, coming from the Geordie leader, who is one of the architects of the 2010 midterm congressional election victory, focused on scaring seniors about what Democrats were doing with Medicare, he would know. She said, what we're doing is making sure we can prevent Republicans from ending Medicare as we know it. That's what Kathy Hochul ran on leading up to her victory. So that's the thing, Charlie. We didn't have to lie.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan put his plan out there, and people universally said, boo.
Well, we hate this.
Not
only that, but he put out the explanatory video after the election, which I completely did not understand. He looked like a Czechoslovakian guy who was lost in the airport. He had all those weird clear charts and weird like little arrows and signs and stuff.
Yeah.
He looked like Tom Hanks in that movie.
What's that movie called, Airport?
No, it's called Terminal. The Terminal?
Oh, yes. Where
terminal.
He lives in the airport.
He has to live in the airport because he can't go anywhere else. I think that's where Paul Ryan's going to wind up.
Every day?
Yeah.
Paul Ryan's going to wind up in Terminal A at Mitchell Field in Milwaukee because he can't go anywhere else. How come we've gone this long without mentioning my favorite Butch John Timpolenti?
Yeah,
who's getting tougher by the day.
Grr.
Does he want to run against Barack Obama or just challenge him to a fight at recess?
He is taking Butch classes. He's going to go to a bear camp.
He talked about doofuses in Washington over the weekend. Did you see that?
Did he use the word doofus
on television?
Oh my God.
Tim, look in the mirror, dude.
Yeah.
There are a lot of words you shouldn't use, and that's right on the top list. He's got the same eye thing going, by the way, that Scott Walker does. Have you noticed?
Oh, that kind of lack of facial expression?
That right eye keeps, like, wandering towards his nose and then wandering back. I think that's where they put the microchip.
He really does. You were saying about, like, him picking a fight on the schoolyard. He literally has that kind of, like nerd bravery kind of thing. Like, hey, you doofus. I'm gonna beat you in the election. This is the last time you're gonna steal my lunch from me, doofus. So, you know, he's screwing up his courage and he's pulling up his pants right under his nipple line. And he's raring for a fight. He's got Deputy Fife fists up in the air.
Going in a circle.
Let's go.
Barney Fife. Let me at him.
Deputy Barney Fife.
Oh, God. It's a sad little field, isn't it?
Governor. And it's getting better because Rick Perry is going to jump in.
Oh, God.
And you know how I know he's in great shape? Hmm. Bill Kristol said he'd be a formidable candidate.
He's always been right about everything.
I'm sorry, Governor Perry, you're dead now.
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Pierce, always a pleasure.
Hey, it's great to talk to you guys. Take care.
See you next week. There he goes, Charlie Pierce of the Boston Globe.
I just read Bill Kristol's autobiography entitled The Career of Magical Thinking.
All right, 46 minutes after the hour, we continue Tuesdays with Tyler on The Stephanie Miller Show.
It's a combination of low self-esteem, low blood sugar, and mixing red wine with my dog's painkillers.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it, 51 minutes after the hour. It's a three-hour Jumbo Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler. Join in the Sexy Liberal Show. Get your tickets now. Going fast. August 6th, Santa Fe. Aisha Tyler joins the Sexy Liberal Show. Yes, we have seen virtually every nearly naked picture of Aisha Tyler there is on the interweb.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
And some that are my head on Halle Berry's body. Let's just go.
Thank you. And mostly people on the phones that want to date you. Hello, Charles in L.A.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
I'm doing great. I see this beautiful picture of Stephanie Miller and Aisha Tyler right there on the same website.
Oh, dear.
Man, making the sunshine a little brighter here in L.A.
People haven't drawn dirty things on our faces or anything, have they?
No.
Like Paris Hilton.
All right. Thank you. All right. Let's go to Tyson in Albuquerque. Hello, Tyson.
Hey, Mama.
Hi.
Hey, I got my tickets to the Santa Fe.
This is Audrey's dad.
You're our Charlie Rangel impersonator.
Yes. And actually, I forgot to be named the official father of the Charlie Rangel impersonator. I was hoping I could do that today.
How old is Audrey now?
Audrey is 11 now.
Oh. Wow. And has her Rangel impression matured?
It's not yet. Her voice hasn't changed. Okay. So it's still about the same.
Okay.
But it sounds great. But I wanted to assure Aisha that I will try my best. I will use all my will not to plant an inappropriate kiss on her.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good. I'll help you by surrounding myself by security.
Aisha's a happily...
You might not be so lucky.
She's a happily married woman, and she last week explained how you can't just do that kiss on the sort of quadrant of your face that includes lip.
Yes. No, I did. I had if you make a Venn diagram of cheek and lip,
yes.
Somebody unbidden got me right on the nexus, right on the A plus B equals C spot, and I wanted to punch him. But it was, you know, I am very affectionate with my fans. I just like to be asked.
Yes.
First.
Yes.
Yes. Don't just go in for
don't,
it.
You don't pretend don't like that was a mistake. That you hit the lip quadrant of
right,
her face.
Right. No. 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 Right. Yeah. Lip quadrant is off limits.
Joe in California, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Aisha Tyler. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Jim is right. You should have your koi in a pond. A large koi can get to be like 2.5-3 feet, so they need a couple of 100 gallons each.
Did your mother not know she was buying koi? Did she really think they were just regular goldfish?
When she got them, they were tiny, and I think she might have thought they were goldfish.
Oh, dear.
Yes. But it wasn't – I don't think that the fish died because of the size of the tank. I think the fish died because of some kind of a freak pH change in the tank, which we still are trying to figure out what happened because
– Yes.
Let me just tell you the very short story. Then we took all the water out of the tank and changed it again, and the water we were putting in the tank was pH 8. Hey, nerds, are you enjoying this? I hope you're all about to touch yourselves. So the water coming out of the adjusted water out of the faucet was 8, and we refilled it, and it still was coming up at like 5. So we don't know. It was a very strange thing that happened.
You are a supermodel that looks like that's a math geek, really, which is what we love about you.
You're such a nerd. I'm a nerd. I'm going to go home.
You know,
I'm working on my Game of Thrones diagram that I've been building for several my flowcharts.
Now I'm wondering if my dogs actually are polar bears. That could be happening to me. I really thought they were Great Pyrenees, but maybe not. They're getting larger.
They're getting turning into dire wolves.
All right. Wow. Did you see that? Have you seen this Joe Walsh, this Republican representative?
No, I have
he's
not.
He's such a weed.
Not the former Eagle.
No.
No, not
no,
that guy.
No, he's on TV all the time.
Yeah.
He's an attention man whore. But he's, I love this. He just, he's from Illinois, Republican of Illinois. He confirmed his reputation as a lightning rod for controversy and for being the biggest media hound in the freshman class, according to one analyst. In the past week, he made a number of outrageous statements, most infamously his admonishment that American Jews aren't as pro-Israel as they should be. Even that seems to pale in comparison to what he just said, that President Obama would not have been elected if he wasn't black.
Oh.
He dismisses... He dismisses his mediatic rise as essentially a form of affirmative action and a manifestation of white guilt in which the media was complicit.
Oh, so when you said he was a douchebag about 3 minutes ago, you're totally right.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not fans.
No.
People, you know, that's the thing about Americans. We will just say anything. You know what I mean? We'll just blabbity bloobity blue. Like, on the one hand, he was elected in spite of the fact that he's black. On the other hand, he's a racist. On the third hand, he was elected because he was black. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain this kind of sinking feeling on the inside when things are changing around you and you don't understand them. You've got to come up with a reason why it happened.
By the way, Aisha, the nerds in the chat room are swooning that you mentioned Dire Wolf.
Yeah. She's a freak.
Yeah, Game of Thrones and PH.
She has, like, supermodel jeans and, like, an Albert Einstein brain.
She's
really nice, and you like her. And so the whole thing, it's irritating.
And hysterical.
I'm so sorry.
She's irritating.
I apologize.
Evelyn in North Carolina, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hey, Evelyn.
Hi.
Hi.
I hear Sarah Palin has a fire in the belly. I think somebody should give her a Tums.
Yeah,
that was
put
adorable.
That out, exactly.
That was adorable.
She has a very small stomach, so the fact that she has fire and Haley Barbour in that giant stomach circumference of the moon can find no fire. It's somewhat... You could make s'mores on, for days in there, and yet he can find no fire in his belly.
It's a slow burn, not a fire, more of like an acid kind of a, yes.
Like a forest fire.
Like a smokehouse.
Like a perforation.
A controlled burn.
A controlled burn, yes. A small perforation in the lining of his stomach leading to some kind of a gastric distress. But yes. Not true fire.
Joe in Chicago, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Stephanie, I read in the Chicago paper that I guess the Iowa GOP is starting to woo that big bully from New Jersey to run for president.
Yes, the Governor Soros, Chris Christie.
Yeah, exactly.
Bold, refreshing, courageous.
Yeah, exactly. His approval ratings, I heard, are waning too now.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is a three-ring circus.
Well, I mean, first of all, Barack Obama would beat him in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're basing this on.
They are in a state of crisis, which they are unwilling to admit.
58 minutes after the hour, right back on Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So exciting today, and I'm about to beside myself 6 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. StephanieMiller.com, the website. SexyLiberal.com for the Big Sexy Liberal Show. What's that? Aisha Tyler's been here all 3 hours this morning? Why?
Aisha Tyler, actress, author, and activist.
So if today's Tuesday, it gives us
Tuesdays with Tyler. Aisha Tyler. By the way, and that came to be. Why? Because your agent told us absolutely, positively, do not call it Tuesdays with Tyler. We don't know if she can do it every Tuesday.
And I have been here, and I've been here. I've been trying to scrape myself in here for the last few Tuesdays.
Yes.
Now I'm back out of my long odyssey overseas,
yes,
meeting Canada, and it's so exciting to be here, and I'm so tired.
we just barely got her little blinky eyes open,
blinky,
wiped
so
the
blinky
puppy goo out of her eyes.
You know, I will tell you, there's like this kind of rolling scale of hubris as you go through your day, right?
And yeah.
The later in the day it is, the more kind of strong and courageous you feel, right? At midnight, you're like, I'm gonna get up at 3:50. And I'm going to work out for 2 hours. And then I'm going. You know, and then at like 5:45, I'm like, why am I getting out of bed? I don't know who I am anymore. Why am I alive?
Yeah. Welcome to morning radio.
Yeah.
That's,
like
our, that's our every day.
I admire you guys. You're tough. I am not. I've discovered that I'm not temperamentally tough.
Well, you are a fine American and a sexy liberal because you're here because it's a big breaking news
day. Big day.
Aisha Tyler joining Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show on the road, ladies and gentlemen.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe. The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at lenzic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lenzic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
Yee-hoo! All right, everybody.
Woo-hoo!
Very, very exciting. Yes, Hal Sparks will be in Edinburgh for the month of August, so Aisha is joining the Sexy Liberal Tour. Santa Fe, and I believe the Sexy Liberal Elves are working on other things.
Elves. Oh, dear.
We have elves. We have sexy liberal elves.
In their hollow tree.
Yes.
They're very little, and they're very vegan.
By the way, fine American sexy liberals, God bless you. I mean, holy Los Angeles. We just went on sale Friday. We're nearly sold out for
so
an October 22nd show in Los Angeles.
That's awesome.
You people are crazy. Raleigh-Durham next, coming up this Saturday, June 4th. Get your tickets quickly. Seriously, I'm not hyperbolizing. The tickets are going out the window for all
Wikipedia
of these.
I need to Wikipedia that word.
Yeah.
Hyperbolizing?
That's when you build a pergola in your yard. It's too big. You hyperbolize.
Yes. Minneapolis, Saturday, June 18th. Chicago, Saturday, June 25th. Boston, Saturday, July 16th. Santa Fe just added Saturday, August 6th. Tickets on sale now.
So exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
So exciting. It's so exciting, ladies
Seattle,
and gentlemen.
Seattle, Saturday, October 1st. Los Angeles, Saturday, October 22nd. Austin, Saturday, November 12th. And Buffalo, New York, Mama's hometown, November 19th, everybody. All right, so it's exciting.
It's so exciting. We're bringing the happy to you out there in America. We're going on our own little. We need to get a bus. We can't afford a bus. We're gonna have a van.
Let's steal Sarah Palin's. How funny would that be?
If we all came piling out of that.
We show up in Santa Fe in the Sarah Palin bus.
Everyone doesn't know whether to boo or cry or pee on themselves.
But she's got all that crap on the side of it.
I say, One Nation. Let's just get like one of those white windowless vans and just stick like you know
like child predators use.
Yeah, the abducted. Okay. And then just put like
I know Shirley like Jones. How funny it would be if I could get her to come and drive the bus. Come on. We get a big colored bus.
Right. It all came together when Mom sang along.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. This I got to read this letter one more time because this is what it means to be a sexy liberal, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see. Austin went on sale when? Friday.
Yep.
I think VIP tickets are gone already, but there's lots of good seats left everywhere. Please, go do it. Aaron writes, Steph, I'm a 20-year transplant to Austin, Texas, being one of the few old gay Jewish liberals in the state. That's a niche in Texas.
I think they're all in Austin.
I've been hearing through the gossip grapevine about what happened with the Flam Theater. There's a theater there that wouldn't let us in because we're liberal. And that's not really even legal.
Escandalo.
Scandal.
And after all that, you guys are going to be at the Long Center. Yes. I'm going tomorrow at 10 a.m. to buy tickets. I'm buying $500 worth of tickets and giving them to the high school around the corner from my house since those kids should see and be exposed to people who won't be held back by bullies or threats or liars. Like the old queen that I am.
You're adorable.
I started to cry when I read this on your Facebook page. All sexy liberals should be proud. We're on sale tomorrow in Austin, Texas. Sexy liberals, please help support this engagement. Let's make it the example of how you can't stop what's right, not only in theater, but in politics, civil rights, and humanity. Nothing would make us happier than this show holding the record because you know what? Yes, we can. Aaron says, I'm supporting your show in the hopes that the 20 or so tickets I buy and give away, that one person is moved and stands up for what they believe in and knows that being liberal isn't about being a tree hugger or a pansy. Well, it could be. But somehow that doesn't back down in the face of adversity. You didn't back down, and all of Austin will know it. Aaron,
that's
the sexy
awesome.
Liberal in Austin. How sweet
that
is that?
Awesome. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Aaron.
Sweet.
That's
really wonderful.
Aww. Bernice in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hi, Bernice.
Muy bienvenidos a Santa Fe.
Adios
so
mio.
And I am the official interpreter, Spanish interpreter of the Stephanie Miller
Show. Thank you.
Do not come in the Sarah Palin bus because that would be the worst thing possible in blue Santa Fe.
Yeah. Do you think we'd be like rocked back and forth and kicked over?
Yeah. Might be set on fire. I'm not sure, but I might be. Yes, but you're welcome to stay at my house, all three of you.
Oh, awesome.
Oh,
yes.
That's lovely.
I ain't no Valerie Plame, but you know.
All right. Thank you, Bernice.
You made my day. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Adorable.
Doesn't Shirley MacLaine live in Santa Fe as well?
Oh,
I believe she does.
So.
Yeah.
When she's not floating above us and on her fourth plane.
Yeah.
With General Zod and that little floating piece of glass that shot through the universe.
Nerd alert. Yes.
Nerd alert. What was that called? Nerds, please post what the name. I can't remember what that dimension was called, but they imprisoned Zod. So let us know.
Steve in D.C. Hey, Steve.
The Null Zone.
Thank you.
Hello.
Is it true that Sarah Palin brought a harpoon to the Wailing Wall?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a joke about
what I like about your fans, Stephanie Miller, mm-hmm. they're writers.
Yes, they are.
They're out there writing their Tums jokes and their Wailing harpoon jokes.
Oh, in fact, Roland, our tour director, who's very funny. By the way, yes, please stop sending us the picture of Aisha in the see-through dress. We've got it. It's on our Sexy Liberal Facebook page. Got it. We get it. She's a sexy liberal. Roland says, Steph, I'm going to find out where to buy that outfit and wear it to Santa Fe.
I dare you, Roland. I dare you. I swear to God, I'll pay money to see that.
Where does one purchase a see-through dress like that?
My stylist found it because she wanted to punish me, clearly forever, because I wore that dress in like 2001.
So for 10 years,
it's been haunting me. So she thought, let's pick a dress that Aisha will live to regret sooner rather than later. And then let's say
that Stephanie Miller will use the cheap way to sell tickets to her sexy liberal
gullible,
tour.
You know, I'm very gullible. She said, you look fabulous. You'll make a lot of news. And she didn't tell me what kind of news I would make. You're going to make a lot of news, turn a lot of heads.
And now there is an explanation for the other one where she is, naked on her back, but so, you can't see naughty bits.
Yes, please stop working on your own explanations at home. I posed in an issue of Allure magazine called The Nude Issue. Every year, 7 celebrities do it. It raises money to fight skin cancer. So stop thinking those naughty, dirty thoughts, you naughty pants. I was naked for saving lives.
So you are for cancer if you're against
if you are against me,
naked picture.
If you are looking at my naked picture and thinking it's porn, then you love cancer.
Although I noticed that I was never asked to pose in the naked celebrity issue.
You're a squamous cell carcinoma lover, and that's what I say to you.
Stephanie, you're built like a surfboard, so they wouldn't ask you.
Oh, she is built like a really foxy surfboard that you,
Am I the dumbest woman alive? Who calls a show Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show? And then I invite Aisha Tyler to stand on stage next to me.
I want
to
say something right now.
Do I have even a shred of self-esteem left to lose?
I want to say something right now, and I'm being as ethnic as I can possibly be, which is not very ethnic at this time of the morning.
Are you trying to do black girl neck?
I'm doing black girl neck right now. And
you look like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
I look like a drag queen on a Sunday after too many martinis. Let me tell you something. You are a sexy woman. You are beautiful. She's built. She goes to spinning class every day. She's a cute little bottom.
Oh,
I think she's the sexiest anyone needs to be.
Like a true straight woman that's been married for 17 years to her.
She's a cute little bottom. That is a straight thing to say, right?
You're so straight.
That's like the straight girl at the strip club. Look at you. You're fit. Do you spin? What do you do?
So that's what guys say to me. What was that one letter? You're so fit and newsy.
Yes. What?
Fit and newsy.
Not what a woman wants to hear.
He wanted you to know.
Fit and newsy.
You're healthy and you read.
It's not what I was hoping for.
You eat right, and you surf the internet.
Let's dive into the right-wing world she was doing, shall we? Here we go. Oh, boy. She's the straightest woman alive.
You're such
a darling bottom.
I'm literally like somebody's mother. Oh, sweetheart, you've just got an adorable little figure. You're built. You're built. Don't you feel bad about
it. She's like, what's the woman in Airplane? Oh, she has such supple pouting breasts. I speak jive.
Was that Stephanie Miller?
She's lovely. And a darling figure. Supple, pouting breasts. Firm thighs.
She just couldn't have sounded straighter when she said it. I'm less interested in the whole thing. She just has to get home and lick her cracker, as she calls her husband.
I do. He's so cute.
He seems now. Okay.
Yeah, darling figure.
Is he coming to Santa Fe?
Oh, we'll have to see. I'll try to get him down there.
Right.
You know, he's Caucasian. He might explode in flames. I'll try to get
Actually, Santa Fe's not that bad. It's higher
it's
up.
Higher up.
In
okay,
elevation.
Good.
So,
oh, good.
Yeah. New Mexico makes Caucasians explode. Let this be a warning to you.
Only if you eat the Hatch chilies.
All right. By the way, now we don't have time for Right Wing World.
I know, right?
We'll when we get back, right?
Oh, no.
Totally, right?
Right?
18 minutes after the hour. Back with Right Wing World on Tuesdays with Tyler on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Call the political party line now. 1-800-STEP-12.
Stephanie Miller.
She really is filling in for House Park. She's playing with her iPad or whatever the hell. Her little gadgets.
Yes.
That's what he does. He just ignores me and plays with his little gadgets.
Oh, no. You know what it is? Steph does this every day, and so she's very well informed. I love politics, and I read quite a bit, but I'm often distracted by, like, complete non-news
shiny
items.
Shiny things and non-news items,
and I, like, go to Gawker all the time, I try to persuade myself that reading about the fact that Suri Cruz wore high heels to the beach is somehow, you know, augmenting my knowledge of current affairs. So I'm over here just trying to catch up.
Sure.
So that when you ask me about, you know, have you heard about this politician in the 3rd District, I go, I can tell you about Suri's shoes.
Now, the people on the Facebook page, of course, there's going to be an odd mix of fans to see Aisha Tyler when she joins the Sexy Liberal Show. Just sort of half, like, just kind of horny people, and then the other half geeks.
Yep.
People on the Facebook page had an orgasm because she was talking about what?
A pH.
Because she's a nerd.
The pH levels in her
she's
mom's
fish tank. So nerdy. I am very nerdy. I apologize in advance. You know, it's funny. I grew up a nerd. And now I'm embracing it, and so it's a little bit, it's a relief now, because people don't throw dry poo at me anymore.
So. Let's dive into the right-wing world, see what it's doing. You know, is it me? That David Gregory is a right-wing tool, I say. Right-wing tool. He's so biased against Democrats, I'm telling you, and the president. Tell me, is this a fair way to put Medicare fight?
Medicare is the fight. What Newt Gingrich started a couple of weeks ago on this program has not gone away. What wins here?
bold leadership on Medicare, and the argument that the Democrats won't do something courageous, or the Democrats who say, hey, those guys want to take away my Medicare.
So the implication, once again, is that the Republicans are bold and courageous and refreshing.
With their leadership.
Yes.
And I would say, I would posit that it does take bold courageousness to be a douchebag.
Yes.
Because you've got to risk people being furious with you. I mean, the words bold and courageous are just like, you know, obfuscatory words for mean and heartless and cruel uncaring. Because nobody was screaming and crying about being courageous when the national budget was exploding.
Oh, and by the way, there is a reason
why. Over the previous 8 years.
Democrats say Republicans will take away your Medicare, and that's because Republicans want to take away your Medicare.
Exactly. Exactly.
It doesn't require lies.
Yeah, we're not spinning this. They want to bust up Medicare. And they've already proven that the Paul Ryan plan would result in all of us, but especially older people, paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars out of pocket. And it would increase by many thousands of dollars every year. And right now, like, I know old people who have fallen into the donut hole and literally, sorry, they can't get up. Okay, so, you know, this is real, and we're not making this up.
To think my mom, who still does not know how to operate her answering machine, is going to somehow be able to go on her own with vouchers and figure out.
Yes, exactly. I've got a coupon for a mammogram, and I've got one for some French fries. I've also got this one that if I buy 3 Ziploc bag boxes, I get a 4th box free. Which one of these is going to save my life? You know what I mean? Like, this is not the way to do things.
Just leaving, like, her message for, like, on her machine, that just makes her tense.
Her outgoing message?
Yeah, it's just, hello, you have reached. She just is so tense. Just having, like, you know.
I got my mother an iPhone this weekend, and that was awesome. That was very exciting.
Oh, my mother wouldn't know what to do with it.
That was very exciting. My mother's, like, moderately, like, she uses a computer at work, but in her personal life, not so much. And I got her an iPhone, and then I was rushing, so I left it on her kitchen table, and I left. She calls, she says, we feel like aliens who fell into a new world. We picked them phones up, and we smelled them, and we shook them, and we licked them, and we can't get them to turn on.
Like at the beginning of 2001.
Exactly. Yeah. And
My mother has never owned a dryer. She will not even. She doesn't have a computer.
On a
she's Amish, practically.
Wow.
All right.
Does she dry them on the radiator? What?
She swings and she gets the fresh smell of sunshine.
It looks
from
like the must like the Lower East Side around your mom.
Yes. All right.
Bloomers on a string.
Clayton Morris on Fox and Friends Weekend.
Yep. Oh, welcome back to Fox and Friends. The mainstream media at it again, this time going along with the Metascare talking points to attack Congressman Paul Ryan's budget plan, along with criticizing Republicans for not having the courage to raise taxes.
Oh, Metascare. See, they got that from Paul Ryan because we're being mean to him about his plan. Okay, Charles Krauthammer on Brit Bear.
There is a no-drop-dead date. We're not going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight on August the 2nd. This is a classic example of Democratic scare tactics, which they are now becoming extremely adept at in this election season.
So something we have never done ever, meaning not raise the debt ceiling.
No.
Suddenly that's a Democratic scare tactic.
We're not going to turn into a pumpkin. We're just going to turn into a massive global debtor, global defaulter, and have our credit rating downgraded. That's not a pumpkin.
Worldwide financial catastrophe. Yes. Suddenly that's just some kind of Democratic.
I'd like to turn it a pumpkin. You can eat a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Can't eat debt.
All right. Brett Bozell.
Folks, it's not cutting taxes that got us into this problem. It's overspending that got us into this problem. The last thing we need to do, when the United States has got what, the first or second highest corporate tax rate in the world, and you've got Andrea Mitchell saying, you know, we got to raise taxes. No, we don't. The last thing you do is raise taxes. How about suggesting a tax cut to do something to jumpstart this economy, which has been in a dead stall?
Yeah, guess what? Reagan raised taxes. Yeah. George Bush Sr. raised taxes when we were in this deficit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's just you can't do it anymore. 29 minutes after the hour, right back with Wendy Malick next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
How's that?
Stephanie Miller Show.
Going. It's only day 3, but I understand how the whole world works now.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. 34 minutes after the hour in the midst of Tuesdays with Aisha Tyler, who is joining Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Show.
Woo!
Yeah, and I love people thanking me for Aisha, don't they, Chris?
Yes, I do.
And like, as if I gave birth to her and discovered her, which I did.
Oh, boy.
I bring you...
No wonder I feel strange.
Aisha Tyler. But have you ever had that happen when you think, like, you're the only person that discovered someone? Like, for instance, Wendy Malick is mine because I'm the only one that knew about her ever. On Dream On, she was hilarious.
That's
and
right.
Then, of course, in Just Shoot Me and Hot in Cleveland. But you're all Johnny Come Lately, so know her now. I was the only one that ever...
Riding your coattails.
I discovered her, and here she is now, one of my favorite actresses, Wendy Malick.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie, for discovering me.
Yes, you're welcome.
I had no idea.
You were just, I was such a huge Dream On fan, and you've always been so hilarious. And
you're one of the, like, 400 people who saw that show before HBO was anywhere but in hotels, which says a lot about you. But, no, it was a very auspicious one. Wonderful beginning because it was the first time people realized I was funny.
Yeah, well, I mean, and then of course, Just Shoot Me and Hot in Cleveland and just so much other great stuff. But you're here to talk about the marriage plays, the gay marriage plays.
Yes, Standing on Ceremony, which is this fabulous group of plays by amazing playwrights that are just speaking to this issue that is on everyone's mind these days.
Well, and you're one of my other personal favorites, Nicole Sullivan,
yeah.
From formerly of Mad TV, is in this one with you as well, right?
It's a revolving cast. Many people are repeat people who, once you do it, you really want to go back and do it again and try another role. But it's really fun because it just takes a day of rehearsal, and we get together right before and sort of run the plays. And it's just a wonderful experience. It's amazingly poignant and funny, and I mean, it sort of covers the whole gambit of what it is to be human, and particularly the challenges of being gay and wanting to be married.
Well, it seems like it's so timely. I mean, you guys started these, and now, you know, look at what's happened with this whole Prop 8 fight, and I'm sure as you've seen in the polls now, there is majority support for gay marriage, not just in California, but nationally.
You keep thinking back just a few years ago and wondering if that would ever happen, and then for so many of us, wondering why it took so long for people to sort of come around. It's such a unique, personal, individual choice. But I've always been on the side of choice, and not everyone has been.
Right. But I think that's what's happening, isn't it, Wendy? It's sort of like becoming not even a partisan issue anymore. When you have people in the Bush and the Cheney and the McCain families coming out for marriage equality, this doesn't seem anymore like this is a partisan issue, but a human issue.
I think so. And I think finally, hopefully, people are coming to the understanding that we have so many important things to deal with, that the choices people make in their own lives with their own families should be left to them.
Well, I love the folks that are against gay marriage on Prop 8. Remember when they were saying, let the people speak, the people have spoken, and now that, you know, we have majority support, they're like, no, don't let the people speak. Let's not go back to the polls now.
I wanted them to speak a different way.
No.
Oh, it's so complicated.
Yeah. And then this ridiculous suit against the judge in Prop 8 who happens to be gay that they're trying to, you know, go back and get him disqualified, which is just legally...
Yeah.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I know. You must get. Do you ever get a headache doing your show?
Very quickly.
I mean, you guys deal with this all the time. I deal with it through comedy.
Yeah.
You know, which is a great way to do this. But I think in this show they really have assembled some fabulous voices. I mean, just some of my favorite writers are writing pieces for this, and it's a really wonderful evening for anybody who is at all engaged on either side of this. You know, it's
well. You're making a joke, but I think that's really true. That I think when you make someone laugh, they don't even know they've learned something. So the fact that these plays are all done by amazing playwrights and have all these amazing comedic actors, but it also is, making you learn something while you're laughing at it.
Well, I am a huge believer in, you know, poking fun at ourselves is the greatest way to teach, and you do it by example, by behavior, not by lecturing. I play so many politically incorrect characters, but it's sort of my way of saying, you know, if you recognize any of yourself in any of these people, maybe it's time to, you know, take a moment and think about that.
Now, Wendy, the common theme, I would say most of your characters crazy. They're crazy. They're a little bit crazy.
And somewhat self-involved.
Yes.
And yet, I've met you in person, and you couldn't be more delightful.
Well, thank you. I am delightful. Yeah, but, you know, when you play lunatics and people on the fringe, then most often people are pleasantly surprised when they meet you.
Yeah. Well, you everybody always said you look like my big sister, and I'll never forget when I interviewed you on TV on Oxygen. You're the only celebrity ever that has pulled my hair out of my mouth while I was talking live on television. Just
well,
in a sisterly, yes,
for each other.
Exactly.
I mean,
you were
no,
like, honey, you're
do let you sit there with your hair in your mouth. That's not very pretty.
I said, honey, your hair's on your lipstick here. And I was in mid sentence and quite startled.
It's what friends are for.
Exactly. It sounds like a theme song.
Yeah.
So, Wendy, where now? How do we find out information? It's at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center.
Yeah, they just moved it from the Cannon Theater where they had started it and did it there first, and now it's over at the Gay and Lesbian Center. I've not seen this.
It's a great theater. The Renberg.
It's really
beautiful.
Nice. Yeah.
It's the Renberg Theater. Yeah. And it's at the Ed Gould Plaza, which is 1125 North McAdam Place.
Okay, and we have a link up at StephanieMiller.com.
Yes, we do.
Go see one of my very favorite actors, Wendy Malick. And, Wendy, it's just always a pleasure.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a really great evening. I hope people come out and see it because it just sort of is a great starting off point for a good conversation about this.
Yep, great entertainment, a great cause. Wendy, always a pleasure.
Thank
thanks,
you, Stephanie.
Thanks so much.
Thanks again for discovering me. I really
all right, you're,
yes.
you're welcome. You're very welcome. Tell your agent
right,
I said, all right, goodbye.
Yeah.
All right.
No, Wendy had nothing to do with that herself.
No. I saw her hiking near my house, too, and she's impossibly beautiful and thin,
yes.
much
and
like
tall.
You, Aisha Tyler.
I'll take the impossibly part, but none of the rest of it. No, she's incredibly tall and, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. Oh, in fact, I think her agent lives in my neighborhood. That's why she was hiking near my house. So she'll have to tell her agent that I need a little bit of a cut. A little bit of a cut for discovering her. Certainly hope her agent's not taking credit for that.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish up Right Wing World. Oh, Rush Limbaugh. What fun. On the Palin. Here we go. Rush Limbaugh. Or not.
Several Republican insiders say she's not running. She's just loving what she's doing now. She's keeping herself front and center. She is earning good living. She's traveling around, but nah. Conventional wisdom inside the Republican Party is that she's not running. Now, I'll say this. If she's afraid to run, then the media terrorists have won.
Oh, for the love of God.
I'm exhausted. He's exhausting. He's like some kind of a black hole of happy, just sucking all
sucking
the joy,
your soul from
just
you.
Just a joyless sump hole, just like a brown dwarf or a white giant.
You know, she may run just to stick it to the lamestream media, don't you think? Take that! Bye, you betcha.
Then we'll have to hear her call it the lamestream media.
Yeah,
1,000 times. She only has like 5 jokes. She's like your uncle. Got those, hey, pull my finger. Hey, yeah. Is that your nose? You know, she's got her 5 lines. She's going to run them into the ground.
All right. And Glenn Beck on the radio.
If the Arab world is allowed to lie about peace and become Martin Luther King, you have lost Israel and you have lost the free world. Watch for it. It's coming.
What is he talking about?
See, that's what I don't ever know.
No, he's
he makes less
uncle.
And less sense the longer, you know, the closer time we get to his actually
Talk
leaving
about fear-mongering.
Television.
He's just literally like, something big and spooky's coming. Watch for it. It's going to get you.
The Arabs are going to be Martin Luther King.
What? They're going to be
what he was basically saying was, watch out for Arabs who want peace in the Middle East.
Yes, watch because they because they don't want
they're
peace because they're spooky. And if we run out of brown boogeymen, what will we do all day?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that was not very thinly veiled racism.
No.
There.
Yes.
Wow.
He's not really good at thinly veiling.
Speaking of which,
not his area of expertise.
Did you see this? This has been going on ever since the president's speech.
Mm-hmm.
Right wing media attack American Jews for not turning on Obama.
Yeah.
Have you seen this meme? It really. The right wing media was sure President Obama betrayed Israel and sided with terrorists with his restatement of U.S. policy forever that the Israelis and Palestinians should come to a peace agreement that results in a secure Israel, a viable Palestine with borders based on the 1967 lines, with mutually agreed swaps, the same thing George Bush said.
Yeah.
But a funny thing happened. American Jews, 78% of whom voted for Obama in the 2008 election, didn't immediately rise up against him, so the conservative media found their next target, American Jews. You're not Jewy enough. You're not doing it right.
It's always good when fundamentalist Christians are saying to the Jews that they're not Jewy enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On May 23rd, Glenn Beck called Obama's statement an absolute betrayal, but said the Jewish community seems to be giving a pass yet again. How is that possible? Ben Shapiro posted a piece on CNS News arguing Jews who support Obama are Jews in name only.
What are you talking
about?
Chinos.
You are not doing it right.
It's got a ring to it.
Dan in Virginia, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show with Aisha Tyler. Hello, Dan.
Hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to, I know we've talked about this in the past, about the criticism of Obama.
Yeah.
I'm one of those Obama bots, and the thing is, we're trying to think strategically here. While we're bickering about this, Republicans have destroyed like a million jobs.
Yeah.
And this is the thing that we need to focus on. And the more we do this, and then why you have a standard bearer, why create, make him an obstacle to your own base? So when I listen to left-wing radio now, they talk about Obama like he's this obstacle. So here you are, you have a base that you have had problems in the past getting motivated to vote, right? They don't get mad. When they get mad, they stay home. And then now you just took your standard bearer and made him an obstacle.
Yeah, I mean, Dan, I don't look at, as you know, I get called an Obama apologist every day, and here's this wacky idea. I don't think I have anything to apologize for. I think that he's done a great job up against amazing, you know, wall of opposition. So, I agree with you. I don't know why. I think it is something that the left is more prone to than the right. And I don't know why.
But interestingly enough, I think we're in a unique place right now. The first 2 years were very difficult, and I think everybody was, you know, we were all high right after the election, kind of feeling very, you know, just this kind of heady euphoria. And then the real work had to be done. I mean, there was real work to be done. This guy was handed a burning building and an eyedropper.
Yes.
And everybody was mad that he didn't put it out immediately. And now I think you're seeing there are long-standing ramifications, long-standing conditions having to do with the economy. The economy is improving. I think everybody agrees. Every reasonable economist agrees that the indicators are improving. And also, quite honestly, the president's approval rating is inching up into the 60s now. And I think that's when, you know, the indignancy really is going to kick in on, you know, on the right, because they just can't believe it. They just can't believe that the House of Cards hasn't come crumbling down.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
all right.
I think he's awesome, by the way.
Yeah. Listen, that's why you're filling in for Hal Sparks, because I needed another happy, clappy liberal. Is part of the unprofessional left like me.
Happy, clappy liberal. I like that. I will say that, that, you know, there are things he's done that I think are great. There are things I think he's taken a long time to get around to. I think he's focusing on now. Because really, there was this kind of collective sigh of relief after he killed Osama bin Laden. All of a sudden, it was like, now we're going to focus on gay rights. Now we're going to get back to immigration reform. I mean, you know, he just wrote his pass. And I'm telling you.
By the way, I got accused of being a bloodthirsty liberal because I did the end zone dance a little while.
We all did the end zone dance.
But have you seen Martin Short's?
No.
He did a parody of Candle in the Wind about Osama bin Laden getting
a
shot. That is hilarious. We'll see if we can find it and post it. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, right back with Celebrity Stack in the waning moments of Tuesdays with Tyler.
Oh, boy.
I'm this Stephanie. Is too weird, man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm a new soul. I came to this strange world hoping I could learn a bit about how to give and take. But since I came here, felt the joy and the fear, finding myself making every possible mistake.
La 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 la.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. So happy. It's Tuesdays with Tyler.
Yay.
In case you missed the big breaking news announcement, Aisha Tyler joining the Sexy Liberal Show for the month of August. Hal Sparks will be in Scotland. We will be at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico, August 6th. You can go to sexyliberal.com to find out ticket info or Sexy Liberal on Facebook. L.A., tickets going fast, by the way, for the big show October 22nd. Tickets almost gone. Durham, North Carolina, this Saturday, also tickets almost gone. In Chicago, hurry, hurry, hurry. You can find out all the upcoming dates at sexyliberal.com. All right. Oh, I found it. This was Martin Short on Letterman with on the Bin Laden. We'll hear a little taste. Very exciting.
Goodbye, Al-Qaeda's rose. Your beard never seemed to cling to me. So I'm glad they washed you off before they dumped you in the sea. In the afterlife, 6 dozen virgins sure sounded swell, so it must have burned your ass when you ended up in hell. It seems to me you lived your life like a bastard in the sand, never knowing when the U.S. Navy SEALs would land. It's hard to find surprise inside your secret face. Could have shot you anywhere.
Oh, no.
All right. That's hilarious. That's over the top.
That is an end zone dance right there.
I just posted that on your Facebook page.
That's a T.O. style end zone dance. That's no circumspection at all.
No.
By the way, speaking of hot athletes, who is that hot, straight, yummy soccer player that was just on TV speaking out
Ben
against
Cohen,
homophobia?
Yes. This is this awesome
in
kind
sports.
Of like gay allies. All these different pro athletes are coming out. Straight pro athletes are coming out saying that, you know, we've played with gay guys.
Right.
We want to support them. We want to fight homophobia. And it's awesome. It's so, so cool.
Yes, and you use the term yumbo. I believe that because he was a very hot.
It was delicious. completely off subject. Todd Bridges just did an ad for some kind of online college, and I spent the last 10 seconds being, I thought that guy was dead. So good for you, Todd Bridges. Back
in another magical circle of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, no.
I once dated Todd Bridges.
OMG.
Not kidding.
Yeah. Stephanie Aloysius Miller, you have made
my week.
That is excellent.
Couple of times.
That is so awesome.
She also dated Greg Brady.
It's
wow, look at you little Hollywood slurp. I'm impressed.
All right, that's
you're like
and Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And she got a lovely parting gift after the date from Weird Al.
From Weird
I did.
Al?
He has swag in his garage, and I got like a CD and a T-shirt or something.
There you go, babe. Mm-hmm. Why don't you listen to that tonight on the way home,
Tony? Tony, in Massachusetts. You're on with Aisha. I assume for phone sex. Hello, Tony.
Hi. You could play the squeezy music if you want.
Oh, squeezy music.
I have a question for Aisha.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a couple of weeks ago that sometimes she's at home, you know, in the bathtub, sploosh, sploosh, amusing herself. And I was just curious, when you're doing that, do you think of yourself?
No.
Oh my God.
I really don't. And I don't know how to respond to that other than to say that I am, because I'm a comedian, I am loud and sarcastic, but I'm not enamored of myself in any way. Usually I look in the mirror and I think, wow, so masculine.
Yeah,
do I need to have my T levels tested? That's
I'm not
what
good
I think.
At it. I have low T. I'm not good at it either.
No.
I don't find myself attractive.
As quickly as possible.
I'm not. Of the many things I'm bad at, masturbation is one of them.
No, I'm not very good at it. Self-fantasizing. No, just get it done before.
Oh, Aisha Tyler was talking about that in relation to the fact that CNN frequently calls you and needs you to be there in like 14 minutes to talk about something topical, and Aisha is normally masturbating in the bathtub. Sploosh, sploosh.
I would say that I'm normally masturbating in the bathtub. Just say that they always choose to call the most inopportune time.
Like, for example, when
yes. I might have been. It's never when you're sitting on the couch with like a great outfit on and your hair just did. No, it's always when you just cleaned out the garage and you've got twigs in your hair. And you
the
know,
booker's like, did I just hear sploosh, sploosh?
And you're playing words with friends on the toilet. That's what they call. It's never when you're ready to go, you know. And let's all admit it as a country. You know you take your iPad into the bathroom and play Words with Friends on the toilet. Don't lie to me.
That's when I make my best moves.
Exactly.
Words with Friends.
You're
absolutely.
Contemplative. You're kind of intellectual best. You know what I mean? Yes.
So, no distractions.
Yes. Yeah.
Listen, I have to, by law, I must cover the Schwarzenegger news.
Yes, why not?
Yes. In bombshell and Inquirer World exclusive, a former security supervisor who regularly helped guard Arnold Schwarzenegger while he was governor claimed he used his state-funded security detail to cover up multiple sexual liaisons. Oh, dear.
I think the governor wishes that they all didn't have total recall.
No.
That's the worst joke. I did that joke because Jim's not here. I thought I would do a Jim joke.
The charges could trim a criminal investigation of whether Schwarzenegger legally used taxpayer money to cover up his extramarital affairs.
Yes, he did, and then he did it again. And here's why. Not necessarily just
fortunately, we're so flush out here in California.
Right,
we're happy to pay for it.
Sorry, LAUSD, the kids aren't going to have lunches this month. The governor used all the money to pick up hooas. But here's here's the thing. It's not just because he's a dog or whatever, which he is.
Yeah.
It's because... A celebrity who had enjoyed so many years of being so huge for so long is accustomed to people delivering what he wants.
Yeah.
That's what he's used to.
Yeah.
I would like a Coca-Cola. I would like a back massage.
Yeah.
I would like a young lady
in
a short skirt.
You know what he wants now, reportedly? Maria back, which I just,
oh,
this is the story.
No,
he's reportedly begging her, but in that voice.
Don't do it, sister.
The guy wrote the biography about him, said he's actually shed tears. He knows he's done wrong. He's begging on his knees for forgiveness for one last chance. He's calling Maria repeatedly. Maria wants no part of it.
No, because how many? I mean,
Maria, it's me again. Please do not terminate the marriage and things of this nature.
How can you take that voice? Even if you're married to him, how can you take that voice seriously?
I think they just slept in opposite wings of the mansion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Tuesdays with Tyler. Ladies and gentlemen, Aisha Tyler joining the Sexy Liberal Show. Go to sexyliberal.com. Go see Aisha in D.C. this weekend.
D.C. Improv this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then headlining Philly Gay Pride. Yay! June 12th.
We'll see you next week. I'll see you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.